is locally owned and operated AM 1150 KNRC, Inglewood, Denver's premier talk station.
KNRC News Time, 12 o'clock.
NBC News Radio, I'm Lester Holt. There's no specific threat mentioned and no indication when a terrorist attack might take place, but federal law enforcement officials are urging Americans to be extra vigilant. Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge says there may be a terrorist cell or cells working on American soil right now.
We operate every single day on the notion that a country that is as open as the United States and that has 500 to 600 million people coming across its borders, the notion that there might be terrorists or terrorist cells already here in the United States is something that we consider as a given.
Still, the nation's terrorism alert level is not being raised. More airlines are hiking the price of a ticket to cover soaring fuel costs. United Airlines says it's tacking on as much as $15. Some international carriers are adding a fuel surcharge. British Prime Minister Tony Blair says next month's meeting of the world's major industrial powers will focus on finding ways to improve relations between Western and Islamic nations. I'm Lester Holt, NBC News Radio.
Hey, son, how's it going?
Pretty good, I guess.
Oh, no, that doesn't sound so good. What's wrong?
Well, it's Memorial Day weekend, and I was looking forward to 3 days off.
Yeah?
But my manager just called, and he wants me to work on Monday.
Oh.
Yeah. So while you enjoy your day off, I'll be bagging groceries at the store.
Well, son, we can still have fun.
How?
Well, I'm gonna grill some great-tasting steaks, right?
Yeah.
So, I'll come to the store. I'll get some Kingsford charcoal, and you can bag my groceries! Yes, that's it! It'll be fun!
Memorial Day is here, and it's time to break out the barbecue. So grab a bag of Kingsford charcoal and head for the backyard. You'll get the great flavor of Kingsford charcoal, and you'll get the summer started right, which will make any day a day to remember. Kingsford, because taste is everything.
Winner of 8 Associated Press Awards for journalistic excellence, including Best Newscast, award-winning news and entertaining talk. This is Denver's AM 1150 KNRC.
Good afternoon, sunny, 75 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin, KNRC News. It looks like Gary Barnett will keep his job. I'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check traffic. Here's Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Big problems eastbound I-70 from about Federal Boulevard on out toward Brighton Boulevard. The reason is an overturned vehicle blocking at least one or two lanes of traffic there. It's also causing some problems on the ramp from northbound I-25 to eastbound I-70. Intersection of University and Exposition still closed because of an accident. Should be reopened in another half an hour or so. And southbound I-25 still a little sluggish from the mousetrap on down to 23rd Avenue. CDOT crews had to stop traffic for about 30 seconds to move some debris out of the lanes of traffic. Everything is clear, but it's just going to take a few more minutes for everything to loosen up. General Nutrition Center is with the information. Stop into GNC for the GNC Summer Sale. Save 30% on all low-carb diet products and save 30% on all boxed bars. The summer sale only at GNC. Live well. Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
The Rocky Mountain News is reporting that CU football coach Gary Barnett will stay on as head football coach. The newspaper cites sources who say President Betsy Hoffman will probably make an official announcement on Barnett's job tomorrow. The sources also say that Hoffman will not fire athletic director Dick Tharp or make any personnel changes within the department. Barnett has been on paid leave since February 18th. This report brought to you by D.R. Horton Melody Series. Former University of Colorado quarterback John Hessler is scheduled to leave Craig Hospital today after undergoing months of rehabilitation. Hessler was injured in a hit-and-run auto accident that left him in a coma for a month. The driver of the car that hit Hessler has never been caught. Teachers and officials with the Boulder Valley School District are closer to resolving their dispute. A joint statement says that a great deal of progress in the negotiations has been made. The two sides are meeting again today and are hoping to have a resolution to the dispute by the time the meeting ends. Teachers want a bigger pay increase than the district says it can manage. In sports, the Colorado Rockies play the second game of a three-game home series against the San Diego Padres tonight. Jason Jennings on the mound for the Rocks, who lost 11-6 to the Padres last night, extending their skid to six games. D.R. Horton America's Builder Melody Series. Great incentives, no down, no closing cost programs available. Visit MelodyLiving.com or call them at 866-MELODY-H. Your exclusive Weather Channel forecast is up next. KNRC News Time is 12:04.
Need a break from all the breaks on the other talk stations?
Listen.
Hear better talk and more of it.
Talk, speak, conversation.
On AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, this is Doug Kellett for McDonald Automotive Group.
You know, if there's anything people want these days, it's choice. And if you're looking for the best selection of quality pre-owned vehicles, you owe yourself a visit to McDonald Automotive Group on Broadway. Here you can find rows upon rows of Volvos, Audis, Volkswagens. In short, the region's largest selection of vehicles from some of the highest-rated pre-owned programs in the country. And that's not just their opinion, or my opinion. That is the independent opinion of IntelliChoice, which evaluates manufactured, sponsored, certified used vehicle programs on things like warranty coverage, special financing, and even roadside assistance. So there you have it, the largest selection of pre-owned Volvos, Audis, and Volkswagens. Why would you go anywhere else, especially if you're in the market for that certified pre-owned vehicle? Stop by McDonald Automotive Group today on Broadway, just south of Orchard. That's 6000 South Broadway. The phone number 303-795-1100. 303-795-1100.
I'm meteorologist Mark Thibodeau with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. High pressure has returned to the area after some patchy morning fog. Expect plenty of sunshine later today. Highs in the upper 70s. Partly cloudy, a little bit chilly tonight. 48 for the low on Thursday and Friday. Expect a mix of clouds and sunshine. Maybe a couple scattered afternoon thunderstorms on Friday with a new system moving into the region. Highs in the lower to mid 80s, except 70s at the highest of elevations. For the Weather Channel, I'm meteorologist Mark Thibodeau on AM 1150 KNRC.
Sunny and 75 now. KNRC news time is 12:06. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 12:35 or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
From AM 1150, KNRC, Denver's choice for talk. Now, one of the Mile High City's most compelling talk hosts, Enid Goldstein. The producer is Joe Anderson. Board operations, Jordan Lyles. Now, here's Enid.
12:06, 6 minutes after 12 o'clock. You're listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. And John Ashcroft is speaking, and he is speaking about terrorism. And I thought we should take some of this live because I want to talk about this. So Attorney General John Ashcroft speaking now at a press conference.
Adaptable organization known for altering tactics in the face of new security measures. Intelligence sources suggest that ideal al-Qaeda operatives may now be in their late 20s or early 30s and may travel with a family to lower their profile. Our intelligence confirms al-Qaeda is seeking recruits who can portray themselves as Europeans. Al-Qaeda also attracts Muslim extremists among many nationalities and ethnicities, including North Africans and South Asians, as well as recruiting young Muslim converts of any nationality inside target countries. Fourth, the FBI has established a 2004 threat task force to focus on this developing threat over this summer and fall period. The task force will coordinate our intelligence, analysis, and field operations. Analysts at FBI headquarters and in every field office are reviewing previously collected intelligence to reanalyze it and determine what additional information we need to collect in order to be best positioned to disrupt attacks. We have asked the 84 joint terrorism task forces, that is, our partners with state and local law enforcement, to collect specific information, to develop additional intelligence sources, and to report that information to the 2004 Threat Task Force for further analysis. Now, Director Mueller and I review personally the threat intelligence daily, and it is shared throughout the government. Now, when intelligence is properly collected and shared, government agencies can then act to prevent terrorist attacks, to protect the American people. Specific intelligence is the foundation for effective counterterrorism strategies, such as hardening targets.
You're not listening to the John Ashcroft Hour. You're listening to Enid Live. We are carrying John Ashcroft's press conference, which is in progress, and we will continue to do so for a little while longer. So stay tuned, because I'll have some comments to make, and I imagine you will as well.
State and local law enforcement in collecting intelligence to enable America's entire terror-fighting apparatus to act decisively to disrupt any al-Qaeda presence in the United States. and we will appropriately share unprecedented access to precisely what our intelligence needs and findings are. It is imperative that all law enforcement and intelligence agencies be enlisted to assist in identifying Al-Qaeda operatives and activities such as surveillance of buildings, bridges, tunnels, ports of entry, etc. For 32 months now, we have not had a major terrorist attack on American soil. We are winning the war on terror, but we should never forget that it is a war. Fighting terrorists is a tough business. I have faith that Americans will continue to be equal to the task.
Speaking now is FBI Director Mueller.
Good afternoon, everyone. This summer and fall, our nation will celebrate a number of events that serve as powerful symbols of our free and democratic society. As the Attorney General has pointed out, they include the 4th of July celebrations, the Democratic and Republican conventions, and the November presidential election, amongst others. But unfortunately, the same events that fill most of us with hope and pride are seen by terrorists as possible opportunities for attack. So today I want to talk briefly about three things. First, the threat. Second, our response. And third, what you can do to help. Over the next few months, we have reason to believe that there will be a heightened threat to United States interests around the world. Unfortunately, we currently do not know what form the threat may take, and that is why it is so important that we locate the seven individuals shown to my right. While we do not have any reason at this time to believe that they are working in concert, we will not take any chances. And in light of the March terrorist bombings in Madrid, we must be prepared for any plans to launch attacks in the next several months. Now, let me take a moment, if I could, to review why we are interested in each of these individuals. Abdurrahman today appears in a martyrdom video that was seized in Afghanistan. His tape and the tape of four others is the last will and testament of five possible jihad martyrs. He was reportedly selected to get flight training in preparation for a second attack in the United States. He is a Canadian citizen born in Tunisia. Adnan Shukri Jumo has been mentioned by the Attorney General. He's a trained operative who poses an operational threat to the United States.
Mueller is standing in front of all these wanted posters, identifying one terrorist after another.
Was led to believe that
you have to ask yourself about the timing of this particular announcement.
Carries a Guyanese passport. Adam Gadeen is a U.S. citizen who converted to Islam, is associated with Abu Zubaydah in Pakistan, and he attended the training camps in Afghanistan. He is known to have performed translations for Al-Qaeda as part of the services he has provided to Al-Qaeda. Afia Siddiqui is an Al-Qaeda operative and facilitator. She attended colleges in the Boston area and is believed to have left
a woman terrorist.
In January of 2003.
I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to Enid Live. Speaking is Robert Mueller, FBI director.
Is believed to have discussed hijacking a plane in Canada and flying it into a building into the United States. He is a Canadian citizen of Egyptian and Syrian origin. The last two individuals are Fazul Abdullah Mohammed and Ahmed Khalfan Agalani. These individuals were participants in the 1998 East Africa bombings. These individuals were indicted in the Southern District of New York and have been fugitives since. Now, they are known to have participated in the 1998 East Africa embassy bombings and have the wherewithal, the skill, and the ability to undertake attacks both against American interests overseas as well as in the United States. These are the seven individuals whom we are seeking, each of these individuals is known to have a desire and the ability to undertake planning, facilitation, and attack against the United States, whether it be within the United States itself or overseas.
I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live, and you have been listening to John Ashcroft, who took a few minutes out of his busy schedule draping the statue of Justice Minnie Lou, who's usually nude, to speak a little bit on terrorism, and Robert Mueller, the FBI director, also. Why are they talking about terrorism right now, something that could be far in the future over the summer and into the fall? Is it that they're talking about it in order to take our attention off of all of these crimes that are being committed in Iraq, the unraveling of Iraq right now, what's going on in the Iraqi prisons where high-level generals knew that dogs were being used, and the fact that Shalabi is possibly an Iranian spy who has played the highest levels of our government like suckers? Would that be the reason that you would have a joint press conference? Now think about it. It's a stroke of genius on the part of the administration. The only competent thing this administration is able to do is spin brilliantly, do brilliant public relations. So here they are, the lowest approval ratings the president has ever had in his presidency. They've got to figure out a way to stem the bleeding. So what do? They have Ashcroft and Mueller come together to have a joint press conference to scare us, using fear to manipulate us. Oh, the terrorists, they're coming after us. There are 18,000 of them here in town. Nothing that they haven't known before. And suddenly the announcement is made right now. What about the timing of this? The timing is to divert our attention from what's been going on in Iraq and to further scare us. 303-382-1150. And they don't have anything concrete. Well, it could happen. Just like they said it at Christmas. Well, it could happen. You know, it's been X number of months. We haven't had a terrorist attack. Well, eventually there will probably be a terrorist attack. And remember the difference between FDR when he became president in the bleakest hours of the Depression in this country. His tactic was not to make us feel more fearful, but to empower us, to make us feel stronger. We have nothing to fear but fear itself. And the tactic that this administration has used so successfully is to use fear as a way of manipulating us. Meanwhile, the press is sitting there. There are about 80 million photographers there. There is the pencil press. There's the broadcast press. They're all there lapping up every single word that these two geniuses are tendering to both to all of us. And nobody is making the observation, and here comes Ashcroft again, and he loves his job. He has anointed himself with Crisco, and he's in there for the long haul. And now the press is beginning to ask some questions. So let's dip in, and let's see if there's anything useful being added.
Or is it more analysis of who would be the most likely? And is there any information you have that any of them are in the U.S.?
Well, we know some of them to be very adept at the variety of things that are necessary for the achievement of an attack in the United States. Some of them very
look at how he's answering that question.
States.
Well, we know that they're adept. We don't know if they're here. We don't know where they are. We don't know if they exist.
Educated here, speak English well.
Some speak English.
Understand the country well. Those are very important.
They know
things.
The country.
Other,
they bought a map.
Of the individuals would have other core competencies, so to speak, that they would bring.
Core competency more than Ashcroft would have.
So,
see, listen how he answers these questions. Listen to this.
Task force. Is there any reason to think that like the Rasham cell, that this effort is being originated in Canada?
We do not have specific information.
They don't have specific information. They have got Jack. That is it. They just want to scare us because the approval ratings are so horrible.
To attack the United
States. Now, as we contemplate gas prices that are stratospheric.
That is a result
immediate financing available to fill up your tank of gas.
Corroborated on a variety of levels, but we are not aware of details of a plan. Yes.
You've been looking for these drugs for some time. What makes you think that reissuing these alerts will make a difference, and why the timing today?
Good. Oh yeah. Good question. Why the timing?
That the public, like all of us, needs reminder. Secondly, we have gone out, as the director indicated,
to like
every
we don't
FBI
know there are terrorists
office,
around.
And we're going to law enforcement authorities across America at every level of law enforcement to ask them to renew their efforts. as I indicated in my remarks, it is to reinvigorate and revitalize our contact with all our sources of information, to query those sources to generate additional intelligence that would provide us the kind of information that upon which we could take further action to defend.
General,
yes, Kurt.
I noticed that Secretary Reid is not up there with you. I'm wondering if you gentlemen are all on the same page, or if there's some sort of disagreement about how to interpret this recent intelligence.
I believe we're all on the same page. We work together, the director and I, met with Secretary Ridge this morning, as we do every morning, regarding the threats. When I indicated,
you know, he'd be better off in the gym every morning than these meetings that his man. This is John Ashcroft you're listening to. Allegedly, our attorney general.
With Tom Ridge, and we believe that the kind of work that we are undertaking and the kind of effort that we are reinforcing and accelerating here today is the kind of effort that we hope will provide kind of information that would be of assistance to not only our own agencies but to Homeland Security as well. Kurt, I said.
General, as you mentioned, there will be a number of people interviewed in the coming months. You mentioned there's a similar interview lead up to the Iraq War. There are probably several thousand people meeting for that. Can you describe any further who's going to be interviewed and what information, type of information you'll be seeking from this?
Well, I can't describe what I've already described, and that is that we will be going back to sources that we have across the country.
This is a man who has nothing much to say, and he's using a lot of words and time to say it. What are your views about this? 303-382-1150. This is remarkable. He had nothing much to say. Terrorism could happen. You know, it's been a number of months since we've been hit by terrorists. It's going to happen, well, maybe in the summer and possibly in the fall. And there are a lot of things happening. The 4th of July, for example, the Democratic and the Republican conventions, for example, and so forth and so on. And yes, we have to be extra alert. We need to be vigilant. And we meet with the Homeland Security Secretary every day. We have a meeting. Meanwhile, the Homeland Security has given us the following advice in case of terrorist attack. Buy a lot of duct tape and get yourself some plastic sheeting. And have some fresh water around, two good batteries, and maybe a transistor or some kind of a portable radio, a crank-up device. 303-382-1150. Does this strike you as anything besides a ploy to take our attention away from the fact that things are unraveling in Iraq, that gas prices are getting into practically four digits? 303-382-1150. Kevin, calling from Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, Enid. These guys are really pissing me off. And I think anyone, Republican or Democrat, with any sense about them at all is going to be annoyed by this. I mean, they've played this card so many times.
I wonder, though, if people see through it. I think what happens immediately is if you're just not paying attention to politics, if you're not that cognizant politically, what happens is you're driving to work or you're driving home from work or you get a newspaper with a headline and it says new terrorist threats and you think, oh, my God, we can't change horses in midstream now, can we?
Well, if you're paying attention and you're cognizant, I think you realize that there is an ongoing constant threat from terrorism, but the way these guys go out and bring it up as an issue from time to time to offset other political problems.
All they're trying to do is to scare us more. What they should be doing, if you are a real leader and you really want to combat terrorism, you bring people together, you make them feel stronger, you make them feel confident, you don't turn them into little wimpomatics.
That's right, and they've got these pictures, you know, they're wanted posters, and the proper thing to do is if they have this information on these seven individuals, well, then go out and pursue them and quit wasting time with this nonsense, these public scare tactics. We don't need it.
This is a way to deflect the dialogue from everything horrible that's going on with the administration, that it has done nothing right.
And there's any number of horrible things. In fact, the latest thing to come out was the story about we've got 18,000 al-Qaeda operatives, and the tag to that story was, this is something that has grown since our invasion of Iraq.
Well,
so we can thank George Bush.
Excuse me, I hate to say I told you so, but I told you so.
I know.
I said this repeatedly in the run up to the war. This is only going to act as a magnet. And
you're preaching to the choir.
I'm not the only one who came to this conclusion. I don't think you had to be a genius to figure it out. Kevin,
well, on a Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I want to thank you for the call. Was there one other thing?
One more thing.
Yeah.
On a positive note, an actual thing that we can do, and I think this is official from the Department of Homeland Security, to protect ourselves against terrorism, and that would be vote George Bush out of office.
Well, I think they're going to put out a poster. I'm sure that the Department of Homeland Security is going to emblazon that.
If they really care about us, they will.
It's going to emblazon that on their duct tape and on their plastic sheeting, and I thank you, Kevin. 303-382-1150. Octavian on a cell. First-time caller. Welcome to Enid Live. Hi, Octavian.
How are you doing?
Good. I have a feeling that maybe Octavian is not your name, but what
it's
the heck?
It's my name. It's a name.
Yeah.
Anyhow, the thing that Ashcroft or whoever the gentleman was, I kind of get the names confused. I mean, they all look alike, talking heads. They want law enforcement to be alert and report any kind of intelligence. I hate to say it, local law enforcement is just as unprepared as these people who are clueless trying to give us this information. Case in point, last Sunday when the suspicious powder was found at police headquarters at 14th and Cherokee, as opposed to containing it, they take it outside and expose it to the atmosphere. Had that been a chemical or biological attack? Oops. I mean, British Parliament was criticized when Tony Blair got pelted with a purple powder for evacuating without knowing what he was hit with. Well, our local authorities have the same problem. They don't know.
Well, worse, are they going to flush it down the John?
That's correct. I mean, if you look at what is going on out there, I mean, it's Memorial Day, it's another holiday, gas prices are up. They're trying to make us
They are trying to divert the conversation and to divert our attention from what's going on. I saw a cartoon where you're at the gas pump and it says there's a sign in front of the gas pump, financing available.
Well, another cartoon in last Sunday's commentary or Monday's, there was a young college graduate saying, "I need help. My graduation present was an SUV."
He needs more than help. I thank you, Octavian, for the call. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC. We have been carrying parts of the press conference, a joint press conference, John Ashcroft and FBI Director Mueller are having to voice new concerns about terrorism, which seem to me that they are pulling out of their hats. I don't doubt that there are terrorist concerns. There have always been terrorist concerns. There will be terrorist concerns. What concerns me is the timing of this announcement, a way to divert our attention as people are gassing up for the long holiday coming up and getting sticker shock at the pumps as they're reading the headlines and more unraveling in Iraq. We find out some top generals knew that dogs were being used in the interrogations. And we also find out through British reporting that Chalabi, the guy that the neocons took as their own and they were passing high-level secrets to him, has probably been or may have been an Iranian spy the whole time, playing the administration for chumps, getting them to knock off one of Iran's biggest enemies, and that is Iraq. I will share that with you as we continue. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
Libs lover.
True love is the greatest thing in the world.
Conservatives hater.
Ignoramus.
We have absolutely nothing in common.
And we all know her. Enid Goldstein on AM 1150 KNRC. It doesn't cost a thing.
News at the top and bottom of the hour, zero.
It might be your best investment.
Traffic and weather, zero.
So when they say you can't get anything good for free,
I need a price check on these sports reports.
Tell them you know the place where there is all of the free information they can handle.
Carol, sports reports? Those are free.
Thank you.
This is your information superstore.
Your total comes to zero. Paper or plastic?
AM 1150 KNRC.
KNRC.
In celebration of the rich history of their historic location at 1946 Market Street, Maddie's House of Mirrors is proud to present Madams and Mayhem on Market Street, a red light ragtime musical about Denver's notorious past. This original musical follows Maddie Silks and her rise from Mountain Madam to the Queen of Market Street and explores the legends and myths of other colorful characters that lived, loved, and even died in the House of Mirrors. Take a journey back in time at the House of Mirrors. Jenny Rogers, one of the most notorious Lucas of the Market Street Madams wanted to establish a high-class brothel to surpass her rival, Maddie Silks. Showtimes are Wednesday through Sunday, and tickets are available at 303-297-9600. Mention this ad for a $6 discount on each ticket. Brought to you by Maddie's House of Mirrors, 1946 Market Street, a unique experience right in the heart of Lodo. Call now for tickets. Your ticket price includes dinner. This unique show is running only for a short time, so don't miss your chance. Call 303-297-9600. Take advantage of great low mortgage rates today. Call Western State Mortgage at 888-617-5255 and get a loan package that is custom tailored for your individual needs. A recent customer had this to say.
I got burned by another mortgage company. They made promises that simply didn't follow through. Then I called Western State Mortgage and they consolidated my debt at a much lower rate. And now I'm saving over $800 per month. I should have called Western State Mortgage first.
You too can lower your mortgage payment by literally hundreds of dollars per month. Western State Mortgage supports independent radio right here in Denver and Colorado. Call and mention this ad, and if they complete your loan, they'll donate $250 to the Colorado Multiple Sclerosis Society. Start your 2004 off right and call them now at 888-617-5255 or visit them online at westernstatemortgage.com to get your free rate quote and good faith estimate. Call them at 888-617-5255. That's 888-617-5255. Equal housing lender.
Join our Voice at Work fraternity. It's growing every day.
I listen in the morning when I'm getting ready for work, in the office, the car on the ride home.
If you support live and local radio for the Denver metro market, go to our website at knrcradio.com and click on the Voice at Work logo.
This is going to be the most astounding thing you've ever heard of.
If you listen to KNRC at your place of business, you'll get up to 10 free t-shirts for your employees.
But that stuff sounds pretty good.
When you sign up as a member of KNRC's Voice at Work program, our host will mention your business on the air as a local supporter of the station. Your place of business will be added to the Voice at Work portion of the KNRC website. We want all of our listeners to know the local places that support local radio. We'll also send you KNRC t-shirts, bumper static stickers, and commuter coffee mugs.
I mean, that's a great deal.
Go to knrcradio.com and join the Voice at Work fraternity. Another way to say thank you for listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
You guys are great. I love listening.
I have it on all the time.
KNRC.
I'm Tyler Matheson, CNBC Business Radio. Stocks sort of treading water at this hour. The Dow off 10 points on the button. The Nasdaq composite higher by 6.6. No Wall Street reaction in any major way yet to Attorney General John Ashcroft's announcement saying there is, quote, credible intelligence that Al-Qaeda plans an attack in the United States in the next few months. The weekly data on energy supplies are out, and they show no increase in U.S. crude oil inventories and gasoline supplies slipping at a time of year they usually rise. Oil prices holding firm near $41 a barrel on that news. More indications today of the bumpy nature of the economic recovery in this country. Orders to factories for big-ticket items fell sharply in April. They had posted strong gains the month before. New home sales off about 12% last month, biggest drop in more than a decade due to rising mortgage rates. The South had the biggest decline of any region, off 22%. Comcast says it's going to offer home service by telephone to 40 million households by the end of 2006. Tyler Matheson, CNBC Business Radio.
This cow is trying to say new Coffee Mate half and half. Sadly, cows can't make the N sound. Only the M sound, as in moo Coffee Mate half and half. That's right. And since cows can't say in creamy delicious flavors like hazelnut and vanilla, I'll be enhancing this cow's dialogue. You tell them. Just like Moo Nestle Coffee Mate half and half enhances your coffee, as only coffee's perfect mate can. Look for the Easy Pour package in the refrigerator section. Now you're just being a hog.
Hey, Steve?
Yeah?
I'm taking Nicorette like you said, but right now, I really need a cigarette. And according to my schedule, I'm not supposed to take another piece for 2 hours, so what should I do? And don't tell me to tough it out, because it's not going to be pretty.
Take an extra piece?
Good idea.
When a really tough craving hits, just take an extra piece of Nicorette. As soon as you bite down, it delivers the medicine you need. Nicorette helps you quit one craving at a time. Use as directed. Follow dosing schedule. Individual results may vary. Support program can improve success rate.
Aren't you tired of minutes after minutes of clutter you'll find on other Denver Talk radio stations? We are, and that's why AM 1150 KNRC is here. We don't have high debt payments that you pay for with less programming. AM 1150 KNRC. More talk, less clutter. You're listening to the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC.
They all are sought in connection with the possible terrorist threats in the United States. They all pose a clear and present danger to America. They all should be considered armed and dangerous.
Here again, Enid Goldstein.
12:34 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. Oh, please. You were listening to John Ashcroft, who gave a joint press conference with a director of FBI Mueller. And together they listed seven terrorists that you want to keep your eyeballs out for and talked about how there are a number of them here and things could happen in the summer or fall. But there was no hard evidence. And I think the timing of this press conference is so suspect. On the verge of a holiday season when people are going to the gas pumps and they're going to get sticker shock big time, when they pick up their newspapers or they turn on a broadcast, a news broadcast, and they hear more and more atrocities having been committed in Iraq or Iraqi prisons, or they hear a story about Chalabi, who, it turns out, may have been a double agent for Iraq, for Iran, because Iraq and Iran, you know, were huge enemies of each other. And Chalabi may have played the leadership of this country at the highest levels for suckers, because he then passed on all this information to Iran, at least that's what he's being accused of, and possibly got this country to go to war to knock off Iran's biggest enemy, and that is Iraq. Isn't that amazing? Or, as they would say, talking about the pocket fishermen, isn't that amazing? 303-382-1150. There is one line open. Jeff, calling from Colorado Springs. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1150 KNRC.
How are you today?
Very well, Jeff.
Well, thanks for taking my call. I appreciate your program, and I tell you what, I'm just ecstatic that you feel this way about these bogus terror alerts. I don't think the terror alerts are real. I don't think the Osama bin Laden tapes are real. I mean, they ought to start marketing those tapes through KTEL, and you know, maybe we, you know.
You don't believe, though, you don't think the Osama bin Laden tapes are real?
I do not think they have.
Well, those I think are real.
I don't buy it. Not for a second.
You think that there are no terrorists around?
I think they're around, come on, these people aren't stupid. It's like the Nick Berg hit where he had his, you know, he was beheaded, and I'm sorry for that. I was thinking on the way home from Colorado Springs one day that there is no way that these people are that stupid when they have the sympathy of the world to do this. I think that was a CIA hit all the way. I mean, the timing was just as perfect.
Wait a minute. You think that Nick Berg was a CIA hit?
You bet.
And what would have been the advantage of that?
Well,
why would they have done something like that?
They had the sympathy of the world with all of this nonsense going on in Iraq by the Bush Nazi regime with the prison torture, and all of a sudden they do something stupid like that, and all of a sudden the pendulum swings back the other way. To me, that is an obvious CIA job. I do not believe that he was hit by Al Qaeda. I think they are angry, but I don't think they're stupid, and that would be a totally stupid.
So you don't think it was a real hit on Nick Berg? You think it was a CIA operation?
You bet I do.
You don't think that any of these Osama bin Laden tapes are real? You think that these are also fabrications as a way of scaring us?
You bet. I read the BBC interview after 9/11 with Osama, and he totally denied. He said, our problem is not with the people of America. It is with the government of America.
Well, he didn't go after the White House. He went after the World Trade Center. Okay, Jeff, let me... what do you do for a living?
Pardon me?
What do you do for a living?
I work for a company called Naked Juice.
Naked Juice. Oh, is that orange stuff?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that really orange juice? They never come right out and say it's orange juice. I buy that stuff, but it never comes out and says it's orange juice.
I'll bring you guys buy a bunch some afternoon. You can tell me.
Well, but I mean, why don't they say it on the label?
It does.
It does?
Yeah, ours does.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But it has no additives or anything?
Nothing, no.
Have you been drinking too much of that Naked Juice, Jeff?
No, I don't. I've been doing a low-carb diet.
All right. I thank you very much for the call. Now, Jeff thinks that this was a CIA. Are you agreeing with anything that Jeff has to say here? Are you hearing the drone of black helicopters in the background? What's the story? Mike, calling from Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1150 KNRC.
Yes, Enid, you liberals are so hypocritical. You complain that nation, and then you complain that the Bush administration didn't do anything before and after 9/11. So which is it? Are they not giving us enough?
Well, what information, Mike, what information did they exactly give us today other than to scare us?
I believe they showed us pictures of seven people who are planning a terrorist attack. They gave us their names.
Their names?
Yes.
Could be your neighbor.
Did. Absolutely did, if you
yeah.
watched
it. Yeah, yeah, I did see
the channels that were broadcasting it, you would have saw that they gave the names, the photographs of these people to be on the lookout.
Why do you think they're making this announcement right now? Since they probably had this information for quite a while and there's nothing new here.
Well, if you recall, about a month ago, Zakawi came out on a videotape, but you liberals think that it's just a conspiracy. But anyway, Zakawi came out on a tape, said that their plans were 99% in place. He said it was going to be a black win. And it was imminent within the next 2 months.
So why are they coming out right now?
Well, obviously.
Right now.
Zarqawi says.
But that was a month ago. That was a month ago, Mike, you said.
No, you said 99%.
Yeah, but why are they having this press conference right now, do you think?
Obviously, they have some information.
Well, what was it? They didn't actually share it with us.
You want to discredit.
What was that information besides a picture of the seven most wanted? Or the seven least wanted, actually.
Obviously, you could put two to two together. Zarqawi.
Yeah, two warning. And two. What is two and
warnings
two?
Of Ashcroft today. See, I think you don't care about terrorism. You. Would,
why don't we have a deck of cards? We could have a deck of cards with those seven.
You don't
the
care
seven
about
most. I don't.
Oh, you absolutely. Didn't.
I don't. I. Well, here's what I care about. Here's what I care about. I care about terrorism being used as a political ploy to make us scared and to make us weak and to make us try to reelect Dickey. That's really, I care about terrorism in that way. And I care about it as much as you care about it, Mike. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
Award-winning news and entertaining talk. This is AM 1150 KNRC.
1241. Time to check into the KNRC newsroom for an update from Tim McLaughlin. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Enid. Sunny and 74 degrees now. CU football coach Gary Barnett will likely keep his job. I'll have that story in a moment. First, though, let's check traffic. Here's Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Eastbound I-70 approaching Brighton Boulevard, just about back to normal after an earlier rollover accident. Still looks like a couple of police cars are funneling traffic into the two right lanes. So count on a little extra slowing in there, but traffic movement in there is much, much better than it was even, say, 20, 25 minutes ago. Rest of the freeway system moving along in very, very good shape. The intersection of University and Exposition is open now to through traffic after some earlier problems there. Camden and Sheridan watch for a minor accident. AutoZone with the information. Now at AutoZone, get $5 off a case of Pennzoil motor oil and up to $10 in free gas after a mail-in rebate. Hurry, the deal ends June 5th. Details at AutoZone. Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
According to a report in today's Rocky Mountain News, sources close to the University of Colorado say that President Betsy Hoffman has decided not to fire head football coach Gary Barnett. The sources also told the newspaper that athletic director Dick Tharp will keep his job. This report brought to you by RTD. The pretrial hearings in the Kobe Bryant rape case continue in Eagle tomorrow. Judge Terry Ruckriegel, who's hearing the case, said yesterday that part of the hearing will be closed to the media and the public. Prosecutors had requested that discussions on whether any money from the state crime victim compensation fund was used for the alleged victim's stay in an Arizona rehab center remain closed to the public. Teachers in the Boulder Valley School District are hoping that by the end of today they'll have a compromise worked out in the dispute over teacher compensation. The teachers want a larger pay increase than the district says it can afford. A joint statement from the teachers in the district released yesterday says the two sides have made a great deal of compromise toward a solution. Want to spend less time at the pump? Spend more time with RTD, North America's number one transit system. Go to rtd-denver.com for bus and light rail schedules. We'll take a look at the KNRC weather forecast next. KNRC News Time is 1243.
From Estes Park to Colorado Springs, from Golden to Aurora, hear Denver's most entertaining talk personalities exclusively on AM 1150 KNRC. KNRC.
Shopping for a mortgage should be no different from shopping for any big ticket item, a car, a refrigerator, a house. You're looking for the best possible value available. Investment Property Funding Incorporated offers just that. The best mortgage rates available, starting at 1.25% for primary residences and just 1.65% for investment properties, with no points, no junk fees, and no surprises at closing. Increase your cash flow by hundreds, if not thousands of dollars per month. Investment Property Funding can handle all your mortgage needs with your choice of fixed rate, adjustable rate, or interest-only programs. They have a full menu of options for savvy, no-nonsense borrowers like you. Don't wait. Get the rates you deserve today by calling the professionals at Investment Property Funding Incorporated at 303-531-8508. That's 303-531-8508. Your mortgage experts, 303-531-8508, or online at ipfunding.com.
Checking the KNRC weather forecast. Sunny and warmer today. Upper 70s for our high temperature. Partly cloudy skies tonight. Will cool to the upper 40s. And tomorrow, partly cloudy again. Topping out in the low 80s. Right now, sunny and 74. KNRC news time is 12:45. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 1 o'clock or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
Windows. Doesn't it seem like everybody's in the window business these days? At Alpine Window and Door, they believe you deserve quality, value, and experience in your remodeling project. Alpine Window and Door has been serving the Denver area for nearly a quarter century, offering a large selection of fine vinyl and wood products by Weathershield, Anderson, Pella, Traco, and Therma-True. With so many choices, rely on Alpine's experienced staff to help you make the correct one. The Alpine Window and Door staff takes a sincere interest in your project, whether it's a standard window replacement or a complete redesign to create a whole new look. At Alpine Window and Door, their remodeling specialists are with you from the beginning to the end of your project. If you want for true value, quality, and experience from an established, proven company, call Alpine Window and Door at 303-431-1000. That's 431-1000. Or visit their convenient showrooms in Wheat Ridge or Highlands Ranch and speak with one of their experts. You'll be looking through windows a whole new way after you visit Alpine Window and Door.
Beep, 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 yeah.
You told us you needed more traffic reports during the morning and afternoon commute, and we listened. AM 1150 KNRC now provides you traffic reports at least five times each hour during mornings and afternoons. After all, we are the third worst traffic city in America. AM 1150 KNRC.
Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC.
Public awareness may cause terrorists to change their plans or targets, or cause terrorists to disrupt or delay their plans. If you see suspicious activity, report it to your local police department, sheriff's office, or to the FBI.
Here again, Enid Goldstein.
12:47 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. Can you believe our Attorney General telling us the most basic stuff like that as though there were actual news to report? Was there anything in there except for the revelation of seven people, one of them a woman? I think. Maybe somebody just posing as a woman. 303-382-1150. The lines are full. They will open up. Joe calling from Loveland. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1150 KNRC.
How are you today?
Doing well, Joe.
Okay, well, I've got a couple comments. First, as far as Ashcroft's concerned, I think that he's probably one of the top four most dangerous men in the United States today. I think that...
we should have a terrorist. Top terrorist.
Well, I believe so. You know, I'm a conservative, and I think there's a big difference between a conservative and a Republican nowadays. I'm a conservative independent, and we've this to you and I before, but I do. I think what they're doing is they're mentioning this stuff because I think they have the capability of doing something or staging something themselves to,
No, would they go that far? Would they? You know, we just had a call from Jeff. Jeff believes.
I was going to comment on that
Osama bin Laden tapes are not even real. He thinks that the beheading of Nick Berg was at the hands of the CIA. I mean, come on.
Okay.
What's your evidence for that, other than a fanciful imagination?
Well, look at the tape. Look at the tape of Nick Berg. He's in an orange jumpsuit, which is prison issued. Okay. Now look at this chair that he's sitting on at the beginning of the tape. It's the same chairs that they have at that prison. And I'm not going to say the name of the prison because I'll probably embarrass myself even more than George Bush does. But there's a lot of discrepancies in there. There's been a lot of forensic scientists that have looked at it and, you know, are saying that...
Well, I know that there's a difference in the time stamp. I've heard, you know, I've some of you have sent me stuff like this.
Well, and then there's this, another...
All right, but so are you telling me that you think, besides the timing of this press conference, which I think is highly suspect, you think a lot of this stuff is manufactured? Who, all right, as a self-described, what, Republican or conservative, which are you seeing yourself as?
I'm a conservative.
You're a conservative. Who are you going to vote for president?
Let's not go there because you always cut me off when I say that. But you know, I just want to make a comment that, you know, it's like Benjamin Franklin said, those who will sacrifice their liberties for security deserve neither.
We'll have neither.
We'll
have
exactly.
Neither. If you sacrifice your liberties for security, you will have neither liberty nor security.
Exactly.
Joe,
exactly.
I thank you for the call. 303-382-1150. Eddie, calling from Littleton. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1150.
Hi, Enid. I think Jeff and this last caller, particularly Jeff, I think he sells fruit and he classifies. I mean, I would consider him a first-class fruitcake, so I think he's in the right business line. There's no way you could win with your analysis. What would constitute a legitimate threat for you?
Well, what did you think about, tell me something, what did you think about this press conference being held right now?
That's what I'm asking. I think
what is this all about? Why do you think this is legitimate? What new news did they have? They had seven terrorists, and something could happen in the fall. It could happen in the summer. It could happen sometime before the election. And why are they trotting it out right now? Well, Dickie is in the middle of the soup. He's deep in the soup right now.
As you know, the terrorists are not going to give us the time and the date and the place.
Well, wait, Dickie wanted the time and the date and the place, and that's why he didn't take his presidential daily brief very seriously on August the 6th before 9/11.
Well, there's nothing I'm going to say that's going to convince you differently, I guess, since I can't even say it. But all I'm telling you, the terrorists aren't going to tell us the time and the date. You can't have you get as specific
but
as
why
you
are
can.
They
I
holding
think names and faces and people are pretty specific to be looking for. And
Eddie, why are they having this press conference
holiday,
right now?
If anything were to happen over this holiday and this warning had not come out, you'd be doing an anal exam just like the 9/11 Commission has been doing.
But do you expect something to happen over this holiday? I don't.
Well, let's hope this prevents it.
I expect that people are going to be going into mass states of cardiac arrest as they try to fill up their gas tanks and find out that they need to take out a second mortgage in order to do it. That's what I think is going to mainly happen over the holiday weekend. And I hope
Spanish,
I'm right about that.
Do you think the Spanish expected their trains to blow up?
Eddie, if you were the leader of this country... How would you lead? Would you lead by fear or would you lead by strength
I'll
confidence
tell you what
and optimism?
I think drives you nuts about Ashcroft and the rest of you liberals. The guy is actually a man of faith, and I think that drives you people nuts.
No, it isn't. No, he's a man.
What drives you people nuts is that the man has convictions and is a faith-based individual, and you can't stand that.
No, I think what drives us nuts is that he's a man who is so blinkered and so sure of his opinions, and he's so utterly wrong, and he hasn't got a clue. He was a man who... famously said, if you listen to the testimony before the 9/11 Commission, he's a man who famously said, don't bother me about terrorism. He was busy draping the Statue of Justice. He's busy pulling up the medical marijuana gardens throughout the state of California. He's busy in those pursuits. But insofar as terrorism, he was really asleep at the wheel. And now he's posturing like crazy to make up for it.
He was absolutely on target in pointing out that the barriers between the FBI and local intelligence and local police officials
were created by Clinton, and Gore, whatever his name was, on the commission. Oh, wait. Created by Clinton, who hasn't been in office for a long time, and Jamie Gorelick.
Eddie, I thought
you were brighter than this. He blamed Gorelick, and even the president told him to cut it out because it resulted in death threats to Jamie Gorelick. You know what, John Ashcroft, this man that you think is so principled and such a fabulous guy, you know what he did the equivalent of? The dog ate my homework. He wasn't going to accept responsibility. So, Eddie, man of faith, this is a man who ducked when he could have stood up like a man, and he didn't do it. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
More Enid Live.
And it's not the same for men.
Fucking just get you into trouble.
Next on AM 1150 KNRC.
From Estes Park to Colorado Springs. From Golden to Aurora. Hear Denver's most entertaining talk personalities exclusively on AM 1150 KNRC. KNRC.
You can't count on the guy in front of you using a turn signal, but you can count on Liquid Plumber to clear the toughest clogged drains.
Have you got your Goodyears? Get to your participating Goodyear retailer now through June 5th while all Goodyear tires are on sale. You'll save big on every Goodyear brand tire in stock. Plus, buy four selected Goodyear tires and get up to a $60 rebate. And while you're there, check out Goodyear's new Assurance brand of passenger tires. Call 1-800-GOODYEAR or visit a participating Goodyear retailer for complete details. For low prices and up to a $60 rebate, keep your car in step. Get your Goodyears today. Mail-in offer ends June 5th.
Why is buying a home so complicated? Where do I find an inspector? How do they get the house key out of that box hanging on the doorknob? I mean, do you need a key to get the key?
Coldwell Banker received the J.D. Power & Associates Award for the highest overall satisfaction for first-time homebuyers among national full-service real estate firms. So let us help you. Coldwell Banker. Visit coldwellbanker.com. All offices independently owned and operated except offices owned and operated by NRT Incorporated. For J.D. Power & Associates Award information, visit jdpower.com.
America is a country of entrepreneurs, so it should come as no surprise that if you're a small business owner, you're helping shoulder the lion's share of the U.S. economy, and that's no easy load. Good thing you can lighten it a little at Sam's Club. Sam Walton created Sam's Club to give small business owners the purchasing power of big businesses. So no matter what kind of small business you own, when you shop at Sam's Club, you get everyday low costs on items you need every day. And to save you time, we offer click and pull and fax and pull. Convenient services to help you order ahead for fast pickup. Place your order online at samsclub.com or by fax before 5 p.m. And at no extra charge, it's ready to pick up the next morning. Now that's teamwork. And we're proud to be a small part of your team. After all, while you may be carrying around the weight of the American economy, you shouldn't have to do all the heavy lifting by yourself. Sam's Club. We are in business for small business.
Imagine that this music was a picture created by an ordinary printer. Now imagine it was created by an Epson printer. Well, over time you'd see even more differences. Because only Epson's DuraBright inks resist damage from water, smudging, and sunlight. So long after others fade, ours would still rock on.
Are you an advocate for social justice? Boulder County Safe House offers its tri-annual volunteer training, providing a comprehensive overview of violence against women, crisis intervention skills, anti-racism and anti-oppression training, and information on how to use positive personal action to end the social problem of violence against women. Spring training begins Saturday, June 5th. For more information, call 303-415-3749 or visit www.bouldercountysafehouse.org.
Welcome, listeners of KOA, KHOW, and KNUS. We're glad to have you with us.
Thank you.
You said you wanted a fun, entertaining talk station. Here it is.
Here it is.
Our talk hosts welcome opposing views. They aren't old and angry, and they love Denver just like you. A positive talk radio station. Jimmy Lakey, Enid Goldstein, and Doug Kellett, along with famous national hosts like Bill O'Reilly, Michael Reagan, Lionel, and Alan Combs. A great weekday talk lineup, exclusively on AM 1150 KNRC. High debt payments by our competitors took your talk radio away. Locally owned and operated, AM 1150 KNRC is here to give it back to you. More talk, less clutter.
Hi, this is Bill O'Reilly. Join me live every weekday morning from 10 till noon here on AM 1150 KNRC. Now back to Enid Goldstein.
12:58 is the time. Let's go to the phones. Bill in Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hello. Am I up?
Yes.
Hey, I'm so glad to come up right after a wingnut. It'll make me sound more intelligent. It's great when they bring up that faith-based stuff, you know. If Christ was alive today, he'd be a liberal. You know, he wasn't into making lots of money, wasn't into the status quo, wasn't into judging other people, was against hypocrisy. He would have spoken out against the Republicans. They would have crucified him. It's always interesting when they play that faith card, because if Christ were alive today, I think they'd hate him. But I agree with you. I think that the person who benefits most from these sawing off of heads or terrorist attacks is Bush. But what I struggle with is the definition of a terrorist, or a tourist, as he calls it. Is it a member of the NEA, like his Secretary of Education said? Is it a member of the ACLU, like Wingnut talk show host Michael Raygun was saying last night?
Well, we don't know. The list is long and getting longer, and we're going to have to leave it there. Bill, we're out of time in this hour. Thanks for calling. Two more hours of Enid Live right here on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hear Colorado talk. This is Colorado's locally owned and operated AM 1150 KNRC, Englewood, Denver's premier talk station.
KNRC News Time, 1 o'clock.
NBC News Radio, I'm Lester Holt. The warning from Attorney General John Ashcroft: Americans should be on their guard because terrorists may be planning to strike.
Credible intelligence from multiple sources indicates that Al-Qaeda plans to attempt an attack on the United States in the next few months.
Ashcroft says there are several major events this summer, including the national political conventions, that are tempting targets. The government is not raising the nation's terrorism alert status. Former Vice President Al Gore has delivered a scathing speech on President Bush's foreign policy, calling it an attempt to destroy international alliances that have been in place for years. He says the president refuses to work with other leaders. New orders for Russian border guards smile. The Kremlin says it's responding to complaints by travelers who claim the security officials always look sour. I'm Lester Holt, NBC News Radio.
Hey, son, how's it going?
Pretty good, I guess.
Oh, that doesn't sound so good. What's wrong?
Well, it's Memorial Day weekend, and I was looking forward to 3 days off.
Yeah?
But my manager just called, and he wants me to work on Monday.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So while you enjoy your day off, I'll be bagging groceries at the store.
Well, son, we can still have fun.
How?
Well, I'm going to grill some great-tasting steaks, right?
Yeah.
So, I'll come to the store. I'll get some Kingsford charcoal, and you can bag my groceries! Yes, that's it! It'll be fun!
Memorial Day is here, and it's time to break out the barbecue. So grab a bag of Kingsford charcoal and head for the backyard. You'll get the great flavor of Kingsford charcoal, and you'll get the summer started right, which will make any day a day to remember. Kingsford, because taste is everything.
Winner of 8 Associated Press Awards for journalistic excellence, including Best Newscast, award-winning news and entertaining talk. This is Denver's AM 1150 KNRC.
Good afternoon, sunny 74 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin, KNRC News. Gary Barnett and Dick Tharp will apparently continue collecting their paychecks from CU. I'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check traffic with Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Northbound I-25 at University, a report of some debris in traffic. Northbound I-25 at Broadway, a report of some more debris in traffic. They're not the same kinds of debris, but all the same, the obstructions are causing problems all the way back to Evans Avenue, and it's kind of a tough drive in there. Speeds in the low 30s and 40s, according to the CDOT map. Everything else around town moving along in good shape. High wind advisory in effect along I-70 over Georgetown Hill this afternoon. Medical emergency at Tennessee and Colorado Boulevard. Minor accident Colorado Boulevard and Evans. Still another problem at Hamden and Yosemite. Traffic lights aren't working there. Use caution as you approach that intersection. Albertsons with the information. This Memorial Day, make Albertsons your holiday headquarters. With barbecue favorites like bone-in beef rib steaks or salmon fillets, they're just $4.88 a pound at Albertsons, helping make your life easier. Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Today's Rocky Mountain News cites sources who say that University of Colorado President Betsy Hoffman will not fire football coach Gary Barnett or athletic director Dick Tharp. The university isn't commenting, but the newspaper says that Hoffman will probably make an official announcement tomorrow. In the past, Hoffman had promised a decision by the the end of this month. This report brought to you by AutoZone. Teachers in the Boulder Valley School District are hoping they'll reach a compromise on the teacher salary debate by the end of today. Representatives for the teachers and the school district are meeting again today, trying to iron out the dispute over how much of an increase teachers will get. The teachers want a larger pay increase than the district says it can handle. A joint statement released yesterday said that a great deal of progress had been made in negotiations between both sides. The judge in the Kobe Bryant rape case has closed part of tomorrow's pre-trial hearing. The prosecution had requested that the judge close the hearing for discussions on whether money from the state victim compensation fund was used to pay for an Arizona rehab center for the alleged victim in the case. Judge Terry Ruckriegel has agreed to close that part of the hearing to the public and the media. In sports, the Colorado Rockies will try once again tonight to break their losing streak. They've now dropped six games in a row, with the latest last night as they lost 11-6 to the San Diego Padres. Rocks and Padres meet again tonight at Coors Field, with Jason Jennings climbing the hill for the Rockies. Now at AutoZone, get $5 off a case of Pennzoil motor oil and up to $10 in free gasoline after mail-in rebate. Hurry, deal ends June 5th. Details at AutoZone. Your exclusive Weather Channel forecast is next. KNRC News Time is 104.
From the caucuses to the presidential election,
every vote counts.
We've got it covered. Your number one source for election 2004 information. Denver's AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, this is Doug Kellett. I'm joined by Willis Ashby of Integra Financial, a registered investment advisor. Willis, many people I've met are completely invested in stocks, more than they should be, and they don't even know it. Has this been your experience?
Doug, many people do take on more risk for their situation, and it's not wise. Here's a simple rule to help you. Subtract your age from 100. The number remaining is generally the amount you should have at risk. So if you're 55, you should have 45 at risk and 55 safe.
Okay, so how do you tell if what you have is safe or risky?
Well, like I said, a lot of people are in things that are too risky for my kids, let alone someone near retirement. If you give me a call, I can show you how much risk you are taking and whether or not you are on the right track.
Now, that sounds like a good idea. The number at Integra Financial is 303-220-5525, 303-220-5525.
Integra Financial, a registered investment advisor, helping people make good financial decisions since 1989.
I'm Valerie Seagraves with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. We'll finish out the work week before the long holiday weekend with mainly sunny and dry conditions, but it does look like storms will begin to work their way into the forecast Friday night, Saturday, and through Sunday. We'll top out around 79 for the high today and then see lows tonight in the upper 40s. It'll be warmer tomorrow with a high of 83 and 87 on Friday. From the Weather Channel, I'm Valerie Seagraves on AM 1150 KNRC.
74 degrees under sunny skies. KNRC News Time is 106. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 135 or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
AM 1150 KNRC, Denver's choice for talk. Now, one of the Mile High City's most compelling talk hosts, Enid Goldstein. The producer is Joe Anderson. Board operations, Jordan Lyles. Now, here's Enid.
107, 7 minutes after 1 o'clock. Welcome to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 3 o'clock. And before we get underway, those of you who listened, we were carrying parts of the Ashcroft-Mueller press conference live. And I couldn't resist making comments because I really think that the timing of this is so suspect. I can't believe it. It's nothing new except for the revelation of seven people. But what we also have not had a chance to talk about is that there's a front page story in today's Rocky Mountain News that Gary Barnett is coming back, that Tharp is going to stay in place, that Binney is going to stay in place, Hoffman, everybody is staying in place. This was nothing but a charade, and then they paid a mediator $21,000 a month for what, I'm not exactly sure. So Barnett is going to keep his job, is what it seems likely is going to happen. And Betsy Hoffman is expected to announce this ruling on Barnett's future tomorrow, on Thursday. The Rocky, on its editorial pages, headline, lead editorial, the right decision on Gary Barnett. So they think, look after his liquor business interests at the number on the camp, near the campus of the number one party school in America. 303-382-1150. 303-382-1150. I think we have one line open. A couple of things. One of the things that has come up in the conversation is some of you don't believe that Nicholas Berg was killed in the manner that the video apparently depicts he was killed. I've seen that video. I did finally see it. Somebody was, Justin had it going here, and so I took a look at it. And I was surprised because I expected it to be a lot more grisly than it looked. It looked almost cartoonish, and when they lifted the head, I would think that if somebody were beheaded, you'd see blood spurting all over the place and things dangling from the head, but it was all cleaned up. There wasn't, it almost didn't look real, frankly. So it did look odd and doctored in a funny way. In any event, University of California San Diego sophomore has received approval by the school to show a video of the controversial beheading of Nicholas Berg on campus. It's a 20-year-old who's studying political science, says he views this event as pro-American and hopes it will increase support for American troops. The university official said that after considering the circumstances and the fact that this student followed campus policy in reserving the spot on campus, they decided it did not violate student policy. It's information, said the Vice Chancellor of Student Affairs at UCSD. It is not illegal material. As a result, it would be permissible to display it in a public setting. No one is being compelled to look at it. Well, so is porn. So, I mean, this is just information. You think that it's appropriate for this beheading to be, you know, on campus? In sort of he's going to be showing this video, 8-minute video, repeatedly on 2 25-inch TV sets in the middle of campus on library walk between noon and 3:30 p.m. And it may have already happened. It may have happened yesterday, or it may be happening today. But it's in a very public place. And the chancellor says this is information. The vice chancellor says this is just information. I don't know. I don't think I like the idea of the. I just think it's tasteless. If you want to look at it on your own time, fine, but to be on campus TV, I don't think so. 303-382-1150, 303-382-1150. Don, calling on a cell. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, Enid. First I want to give you credit for at least seeing through, for putting Jeff in his place to a certain extent. I thought that was just way out there. But I had a couple comments about Ashcroft, real quick. First is that I don't think you're taking into consideration the way intelligence information works.
Yeah.
In that if they pinpoint the exact information, that could lead people, you know, the terrorists to realize, well, this is a person who leaked information and someone could die. In the second place, with intelligence information.
But what really came out of this press conference?
Well, see, I'm not going to completely discount your theory that it's just a smokescreen for...
I'm not saying that we don't have terrorists to be concerned about, but I think that's always been the case. There isn't really anything new except that they have 7 people, a wanted poster. None of us are going to find those 7 people. I really think that the timing of this was to deflect the attention from the Iraq situation spiraling out of control, the fact that Dickey went on TV the other night with a speech that really did nothing for him, the best he could muster was to mispronounce the name of the Arab prison 3 times.
I'm not going to, I don't totally discount, you know, your viewpoint on that. Although my take on the way they're using this as a smokescreen is more, and all the terror alerts, is, okay, they have some information, they can't pin it down. They can't stop anything that's actually going to happen.
They don't have, you know what, I really think, Don, they don't have Jack. That's what I think.
But the thing is, it's a smokescreen to cover their ass, pardon my language, if
something does happen. No, I think they could have made this announcement.
They warned the American people that it happened.
I think
they warned them.
They could have made this announcement a month ago. They could have made it next month. They could be making it all over the place. And I think that the reason that they made it now is just to deflect attention. But I do thank you for the call. 303-382-1150. Liz calling from Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, Enid. This is Liz, and I'm just agreeing with you. Basically, I was listening to it on NPR this morning, and the same thought crossed my mind that, you know, they are definitely using this as a smokescreen. They're definitely using anything they can at this point to deflect attention away from all of all of the debunkles that they've been going through these last couple.
What did you
months.
Call it, debunkles?
Yeah.
Is that a word?
Yeah.
Or debunkles?
You didn't know that was a word?
Debunkles?
Yeah, they're well, okay, so it's my word.
All right.
But anyway, and I also,
you know, the English
I
patrol is
the caller,
Liz, I have to tell you that the English patrol is on a motorcycle right now to issue you a citation.
Oh, good.
The
good
language patrol.
Citation.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, so, you know, and I also think that the I also feel as though the Nick Berg taping was totally planned and totally...
There's something not right about that Nick Berg taping, although what is not right about it, I do not know. But all I know is I would think that if anybody who's a physician, I would like to hear, because anybody who's beheaded or something like that, don't you think blood would be spurting out and things would be hanging, especially since that knife didn't look like the sharpest object in the world? And you'd see veins and you'd see stuff gunk dripping, I think. Isn't there a main artery there?
Well, I would think that there would be a main artery there.
I don't. What do I know? I mean, I don't know much about geography or anatomy.
And the other thing is that there still is no proof that Osama bin Laden had anything to do with anything. I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, I definitely feel as though he is a dangerous person, but there is still no proof that he is connected in any way, shape, or form to what's going on. So...
All right, I thank you.
That's all I have to say.
Thank you for the call. 303-382-1150. Aaron calling from Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, Enid. You know, I'm not sure what to believe, but I have trouble believing that there's a female Islamic fundamentalist terrorist. I mean, I always thought that suicide bombing and hijacking and things like that were a man's job.
Well, equality has come to all job classifications.
So I guess they have an affirmative action program at Al-Qaeda now?
At Osama bin Laden University, yes, they do.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man, you know, they're turning out to be more liberal than we are.
All right, Aaron, I thank you for the observation. 303-382-1150, 303-382-1150. Jerry from Parker. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, Enid. I was just kind of reiterating the fact that Ashcroft does not... he's so hypocritical. If he's downplaying the torture that we've done, and yet he's going, he's saying, you know, we have to, you know, worry about something. I think you've gotten a lot of affirmation here on the fact that many of us are looking at the, you know, mainstream news, and we're seeing all this new coverage of this horrible threat, which is the, you know, frontline news, and nothing about the new discoveries they have of additional torture, of shocking, of using dogs, of terrible pictures of things that are happening over there.
Well, there's worse. There's a part of the story that is just being reported, actually, and it should be getting front page headlines. But here is the essence of it. Not only the dogs, and some high-ranking generals saw the dogs and knew of the dogs, and the reasons the dogs were brought in for interrogation purposes at this prison was because they were apparently successfully used in Afghanistan and other places and managed to elicit information. Well, whether the information was of any quality or not is another matter. If you saw the dogs were starting to bark at your genitalia and other dangling participles, you would probably sing, you know, you would tell them anything, whether it was true or not is in the story. But the CIA, the Central Intelligence Agency's practice of keeping some detainees in Abu Ghraib prison off the official rosters, so concerned a top army officer and a civilian official there that they reached a written agreement early this year to stop. In other words, if your name was never on the list, then there was never a record that they had you.
Yeah,
and the CIA never put your name on some of the names, never made it on any official list. So those people could have easily been disappeared.
Yeah, I mean, and that's a total abandonment of the Geneva Convention. Long time ago we did that. What do we expect them to do when they get our troops? I mean, to me, it's like not supporting your troops is to let this just go on. But another real subtle thing occurred to me possibly that's happening, which is the suggestion by coming out with this new intelligence of this terrorist attack that there's a suggestion that somehow it's worth it, you know, to torture these people because, look, we've gotten some intelligence from them. I mean, that's a possible implication that's coming, which was secondarily, I thought, maybe the point of it, i.e., don't give up. You see how we're really getting this intelligence. So, yeah, we made some mistakes, but it ain't that all that bad. I'm amazed at how we're really abandoning our own soldiers there by allowing them to fall into these traps, then framing the very lowest level.
That's right. As one military official said very pointedly, he called them recycled hillbillies.
Exactly. These guys don't.
They're the ones. I mean, I'm not trying to put them down, but that's what Seymour Hersh in his piece of reporting for the New Yorker magazine, because these are people who are very, new to the military. They're young. They wouldn't have had these skills. Somebody obviously trained them to do this kind of thing, and I think it just keeps going up higher and higher. And it doesn't rest with Sanchez, and it doesn't rest with Karpinski. I think it goes all the way up to the top. Jerry, I thank you for the call. 303-382-1150. 303-382-1150. Dennis from Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1150, KNRC.
Hello, Enid.
Hi, Dennis.
Debunkle. I like it.
Debunkle.
Yeah. Well, I got a buddy that's...
There's an English phrase calling... and those of you who are English, you could probably explain it better to me, but when you pull a bunk on somebody, it means... I think it means that you've pulled a kind of a scam or a lie.
That might be a legitimate word.
In England, it is. When you pull a bunk on somebody, I think... I think that's the phrase. If those of you who are English, you tell me about it. So debunkle is like a scam that's just as...
It sounds like a stitch.
Yeah, it just falls apart. Yeah, it's a good word.
Well, anyway, I got a buddy who's had extensive police training, military training, and he said that the first time he saw the Nick Berg video, he thought it was just... Nick Berg was already dead when they end the tape. Like the point you made, there was a total lack of blood, and it would have to squirt up at some certain point, even when he was facing down. And also, one or two of the guys in the background there had wedding bands on, which is forbidden in Islamic culture, I believe. And
well, I don't know. Is that true?
That's what I heard. That the adornment of any parts of their body is a no-no. And also, one of them touched his face with his left hand.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a no-no. That's a no-no also. And when the first time he saw it, he thought it was a CIA setup. And the Nick Berg was already dead by the time they cut his head off.
I don't know. It's a very...
I've never been a conspiracy theory nut, but this guy seems to be pretty reasonable himself, and that's what he told me.
Well, who knows? We're not going to know for a while, but whatever happened, it was hideous. And I thank you for the call. 303-382-1150. Ben calling, I don't know where you're calling from. Hi.
From
Elgin, Illinois. Hi, Ben. Welcome.
Welcome. Thank you. By the way, bunko is a common police term for a swindle.
Right, but pulling a bunk in England, I think, means maybe pulling a scam the same as a swindle.
Yeah.
Those of you who are English, anybody from the UK, I want to hear the meaning of that term.
But in any case, you know, my reaction to the whole terror warning, the Ashcroft press conference, so-called, here, when, you know, you only let people ask the questions you seem to want them to ask, was why would I, if I were a terrorist, expend any of my covert assets on an attack in the United States? I wouldn't need to expend a thing. All I would need to do were I a terrorist is start some chatter with some believable words in it that might lead the United States to issue yet another terror alert and thereby terrorize the American people without a shot being fired or an operative being exposed.
Well, you have a point there, because I just saw some reporting in which probably no more than $500,000 was expended by the terrorists to to do 9/11. And the Madrid bombings, they estimate that it cost no more than about $50,000. So you're looking at terrorism on a budget, terrorism on a shoestring, and you're looking at people who are very clever and how they can bankrupt us. Every time the terror alert rises, you have many businesses, airlines, who are already on the ropes financially, a lot of the airlines, and so on, overtime for airport workers, screeners, and overtime for cops and so on. So it becomes very expensive. It's a way to bust us without spending one penny and without lifting one finger. So you're right about part of that, I think.
The other thing is, I have been looking at the discussion on the internet in various places of the Berg video. And there are a significant number of anomalies in there, but the most significant ones to me are some people have claimed to, and I haven't verified this myself, and I plan to actually do some processing on the video and see, have claimed to detect similarities between the camera used in that video and the camera used in some of the videos in the Abu Ghraib prison.
Well, why was he wearing an orange jumpsuit? Was one of the questions that was asked.
Yeah, you
why would somebody who's in the hands of terrorists be wearing an orange jumpsuit?
That's a really excellent question. And the other question is, why do terrorists conduct their execution in prison green walled rooms?
Yeah. And I think that where there's some chairs around, I mean, I saw one of the things making its way on the net that singled out all these specifics with a lot of questions about them. Ben, I thank you very much for the call. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC. If you've never called a talk show before or never called mine, think about doing it. You will be heard. We might not agree, or we might, but you certainly will be heard. You might be questioned closely, and we might cuff each other around, but you could possibly affect the dialogue. And it's a free phone call. I'm Enid Goldstein, and this is AM 1150 KNRC.
She's your midday rush alternative. Enid Goldstein on AM 1150 KNRC. Enid Goldstein, KNRC.
We have to talk.
No matter what happens, where it happens, or how it happens, get the information you need here first. First, AM 1150, KNRC. KNRC.
My name's Brian, and I've been suffering from psoriasis and eczema for over 15 years. And this product, Skin Zinc, is the only treatment I've used that actually works. I love it because there's no steroids. You just spray it on, and it works. It's like having brand new skin.
I'm Janine, and I just want to tell everyone out there that Skin Zinc is amazing. I don't itch, no more bleeding, and I haven't had a flare-up since I started using it. Look, I'm in a t-shirt and shorts. I finally have a social life again. Just try it. It works. Believe me.
My name is Mark, and I've used everything there is to treat the dry, flaky skin on my arms. Skin Zinc is the only product that's helped. I don't know why doctors don't have this, but I'm telling you, they don't. It's really the closest thing to a medical miracle.
Call now for your 30-day risk-free trial. Of Skin Zinc at 1-888-633-0024. It's guaranteed to work. Call 1-888-633-0024. Active ingredient, FDA approved and clinically proven. Call 1-888-633-0024. That's 1-888-633-0024.
It's Emmy time!
Woo!
And the Ellen DeGeneres Show has been honored with 4 Daytime Emmy Awards, including Outstanding Talk Show.
I know so many people to thank, and I'm not prepared at all. I'm speechless.
Next all-new Ellen, she's one of the most beautiful women in the world, a Charlie's Angel, and a green beauty queen.
Who are you?
It's Shrek 2's Cameron Diaz, plus live music by Avril Lavigne on The Ellen DeGeneres Show.
Today at 3 on 9 News.
Tonight on 9 News at 10, who are those people behind you at the grocery store? They may look like innocent shoppers, or they could be stalking you, waiting for the perfect moment to snatch your purse or wallet.
I did not even know my wallet was gone. I had no idea.
Our surveillance videos show one theft ring in action.
Within an hour, they're charging up over $1,000.
And here's the twist. The people in this theft ring are all members of the same family. On the trail of a family theft ring, the I-Team investigates tonight at 10.
AM 1150 KNRC and the Denver Business Journal present insights, fascinating people making an impact on our world. Tune in weekdays to KNRC at 7:20 a.m. to hear interviews with leaders like Charles Schwab, Gloria Steinem, and Archbishop Desmond Tutu. And join AM 1150 KNRC at the Leadership Challenge Workshop on Tuesday, May 18th, featuring the Tom Peters Company. The workshop will help you make a difference in your career and help establish your role as a leader in your organization. Go to knrcradio.com for more information. The workshop is sponsored by KNRC, EKSNH Accounting, First National Bank of Colorado, and the Denver Business Journal.
I'm Jennifer Slaw, CNBC Business Radio. Stocks are hovering around the unchanged mark in the final hour of trading. The Dow lower by 16 points to 10,100. The Nasdaq up by 6 to 1970. Oil continues to take center stage. Wall Street is worried about supply ahead of this weekend's start to the summer driving season. The Energy Information Administration says crude oil stock levels were unchanged last week. Meantime, gasoline inventories fell by 700,000 barrels. There may still be hope for Boeing's $23.5 billion Air Force refueling tanker deal. The Pentagon says a contract may still be signed, even though Defense Secretary Rumsfeld put a hold on the deal yesterday. Comcast says it will offer digital phone service to almost all of its customers by 2006. The move creates new competition for local telephone carriers. Both SBC and Verizon Communications are drags on the Dow today. And shares of TiVo are higher by more than 6% today on total subscriber additions more than tripling. Jennifer Slaw.
This cow is trying to say new Coffee Mate half and half. Sadly, cows can't make the n sound, only the m sound, as in moo Coffee Mate half and half. That's right. And since cows can't say in creamy, delicious flavors like hazelnut and vanilla, I'll be enhancing this cow's dialogue. You tell them. Just like Moo Nestle Coffee Mate half and half enhances your coffee, as only coffee's perfect mate can. Look for the easy pour package in the refrigerator section. Now you're just being a hog.
Hey, Steve.
Yeah?
I'm taking Nicorette like you said, but right now I really need a cigarette. And according to my schedule, I'm not supposed to take another piece for 2 hours, so what should I do? And don't tell me to tough it out, because it's not going to be pretty.
Take an extra piece?
Good idea.
When a really tough craving hits, just take an extra piece of Nicorette. As soon as you bite down, it delivers the medicine you need. Nicorette helps you quit one craving at a time. Use as directed. Follow dosing schedule. Individual results may vary. Support program can improve success rates.
I really don't want to give my name. I'm a regional manager. I do love that Enid Goldstein. A mission to Mars, Mr. Bush? If there's any extra money in the budget, I think we should create a U.S. grant for hotness myself.
Enid Goldstein, weekday afternoons from noon till 3 on AM 1150 KNRC. You're listening to the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC.
Al-Qaeda had indicated that it was at 1.70% complete in its planning, and at another point, 90%.
Here again, Enid Goldstein.
1:31 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. You have John Ashcroft and Mueller in a dog and pony show trying to divert our attention from the spiraling downward situation in Iraq, from the high gas prices, from the fact that Dickey can't even pronounce the name of the prison. Three tries he made at it the other night on his speech, and he couldn't do it. I mean, the whole thing is a shambles, and so what do? They're going to marshal fear. They'll marshal some sort of an event before 9/11, and I'm getting all kinds of emails from people sending me to various websites. There's something like the Asia Times, which is a newspaper, and let's see, this is from the Asia Times Online. And let me just read you a couple of sentences from that. American businessman Nicholas Berg's body was found, but according to what both the leading surgical authority and a noted forensic death expert separately told Asia Times Online, the video depicting the decapitation appears to have been staged. I certainly would need to be convinced that the decapitation video was authentic, said Dr. John Simpson, executive director for surgical affairs at the Royal Australasian College of Surgeons. He said this from New Zealand, echoing Dr. Simpson's criticism. Forensic death expert John Nordby, PhD fellow of the Board of Medical Legal Death Investigators, said that the Berg decapitation video had been staged. And he thinks that's the best explanation of it. Questions of when the video's footage was taken and the time elapsed between the shooting of the video segments were raised by both experts, reflecting a portion of the broader and ongoing video controversy. So those two, a forensic expert and a surgical expert, they all both believe that the video stage. It does look odd. It doesn't look like it's right. It doesn't. It looks almost cartoonish, and you don't see any of the, you know, things that should be dripping and spurting and splatting and all of that other stuff that you would imagine to see with something like that. 303-382-1150. Patrick on a cell. Hi, you're live with it on AM 1150 KNRC.
Well, hi, Enid. You know, they talk a lot about scams and about this guy wasn't really beheaded, but I want to talk to you about something with the Rock that can be verified.
Oh, I don't know. I'm not saying he wasn't beheaded. They clearly found a headless body someplace, so I mean,
yeah,
somewhere along the line it happened.
And, you know, whether it happened or not, it's disgusting and it shouldn't have happened, but, you know, I've got a son that's in Iraq. We've talked before. He's been on a suicide detail. But something came to my... He talked about something over the weekend. By the way, he's been there for 18 months now, not 12 months. But do you know GIs have to pay for their phone calls home?
Do they?
Yes. Not only do they have to pay for their calls home, but they pay at inflated rates in Iraq. He's been asking me to send him phone cards from home.
Right.
And the phone card that I pay $26 for 800 minutes, he buys from AT&T and a tent that AT&T supplies for $50. Figure that one out.
Where do you get yours 800 for $26?
Sam's Club.
At Sam's Club?
Yep.
Because Costco, I think, has like $675 for $20.
Yeah. So
I don't know what it, whether.
For
all right, I want to tell you something about those phone companies and the phone. Here's what we know, and this was certainly true in California. If you're an inmate in a prison and you get phone privileges, the phone companies have a deal with the prisons, and they charge. First of all, you can only call collect, and they charge at astronomical rates per minute. For example, the call that you're going to make for 3 cents a minute if you buy the Costco card or the Sam's card is going to cost you 50 cents, 80 cents a minute, a dollar something a minute when you're calling, because they have a deal to inflate the prices. So are you telling me that the American phone companies have deals with the military so that it's an inflated price?
AFIS, the Armed Forces Exchange Service, has a tent that's AT&T that follows these guys around with 10 to 20 phones in the tent. They sell them phone cards for $50 that are good for 50 minutes of calling. My 800-minute card for $26 is good for 50 minutes of calling. And
50 minutes of calling where, though? It depends on the country you're calling.
No, but I'm only talking about Iraq, Enid. I can send my kid a phone, an 800-minute phone card that's good for 800 minutes.
From Iraq to the States?
It's good for 50 minutes to Iraq. Or he can buy for $50 the same phone card that's
I see,
for 50.
That's 50 minutes. I see. I got your point. Okay.
And what bothers me is that they're following these kids around the desert with their tents, raping them. They're underpaid, overworked. Most of them are there not doing what they want to do or what they were.
And they're desperate to do. And they're desperate to talk to loved ones, and they'll and for $50 they'll do it.
Right, and I don't understand, you know, I assumed that my kid was calling his wife and myself and stuff, you know, on a half hour a week that he'd been given or whatever. That's not true. I mean, I know they can't give these kids 100 minutes a week to talk to everybody they want to talk to, but I would think in 2004 with satellite telephones, and phones are pretty cheap, I got
all right, how much did they give your kid any free time at all to talk?
No.
Nothing, zero.
He's got to pay for that.
What about emails? Can he email for free?
If he can find a computer, but they don't have computers, they've got to go to a Iraqi businessman who has an internet cafe set up and pay them.
How much does he pay them for that?
Well, I don't. I didn't discuss that for him. I do know that he doesn't pick up my emails for weeks on end.
If you send him a phone card, is it usable from Iraq?
Yeah, I send him phone cards, and his wife sends him phone cards all the time that we pay $25, $26 for. That he calls home on, but again, my point is that they're charging him double there in Iraq for the same card from the same company, AT&T.
All right, Patrick, I thank you for the information. 303-382-1150. Dave in Littleton. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, Enid. Good to talk to you.
Thank you.
Just wanted to share a few more things. Most people aren't touching on some of the anomalies with this Berg deal, and a lot of it isn't even in the video. The fact that he worked at the Abu Ghraib prison, he had an Israeli passport, he also had the same passwords on his computer as the hijackers, Moussaoui and them. And plus, imagine...
A friend of Moussaoui was able to access his password, but the authorities let him go because they couldn't find any connection. I never heard anything about an Israeli passport. He was an American citizen, so he would have had an American passport.
Well, this also, imagine, too, it's just, isn't it wild how he's held and interviewed by the FBI for 13 and a half days, and he gets released magically into the waiting arms of Al-Qaeda. I mean, come on. And then you got, where's the rest of the Americans?
But wait, tell me what your point is.
Well, where's the rest of the Americans being beheaded? If they want to pay us back for such brutal treatment we've done, how come there isn't, with 20,000 mercenaries and American contractors running around, how come we don't have more Americans beheaded? And then the size of the
knife. What is your point, Dave? What is your point?
The point is this video is a staged event, and it works out great for us that the timing is perfect. I mean, look at the size of the knife.
What would your theory be that it why would it be a staged event? It would be a staged event because it takes our attention off what's going on in the prison?
All the torture and everything. They had the moral high ground. And again, the other caller, if you're Al-Qaeda and you watch American opinion so tightly, why would you shift the moral high ground from the American abuse to let's behead somebody and really make everybody mad?
Actually, that's an excellent question. That is a very good question, Dave, and I thank you for asking it. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
Award-winning news and entertaining talk. This is AM 1150 KNRC.
1:39, time to check into the KNRC newsroom for an update from Tim McLaughlin. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Enid. Sunny and 75 degrees right now. It looks like Gary Barnett will continue in his job as CU football coach. I'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check traffic with Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Does seem to be a very windy day right now, particularly downtown and particularly up in the high country. A high wind advisory in effect for both directions of I-70 over Georgetown Hill this afternoon. A little closer to town, new accident just coming in, I-76 westbound at the I-270 interchange. We'll check that one out for you. A little bit of slowing left over on I-70 westbound between Quebec and Colorado Boulevard after an earlier accident. Car spun out, hit the guardrail there. A lot of police activity around 81st and Federal Boulevard. Sounds like whoever they were trying to capture has indeed been captured, but still a lot of investigative work to be done there. Hamden and Yosemite, traffic lights still aren't working properly. Use caution approaching that intersection. General Nutrition Center is with the information. Stop into GNC for the GNC Summer Sale. Save 30% on all low-carb diet products and save 30% on all box bars. The summer sale only at GNC. Live well. Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
According to today's edition of the Rocky Mountain News, sources say that CU President Betsy Hoffman will not be firing football coach Gary Barnett or athletic director Dick Tharp. Hoffman will reportedly make a formal announcement about the decision tomorrow. Barnett has been on administrative leave since February 18th. This report brought to you by News 4. Just in, jurors have found Terry Nichols guilty of all 161 counts in his state murder trial for the Oklahoma City bombing. You'll hear more on that at the top of the hour from NBC News. The Fast Tracks ballot campaign has gotten a $250,000 boost from the Denver Chamber of Commerce. The chamber's officials say that RTD's plan to expand the light rail system would help with economic development in the metro area. Former CU quarterback John Hessler is scheduled to leave Craig Hospital today after months of rehab. Hessler was critically injured in a hit-and-run accident last October and spent a month in a coma. The driver of the car that hit Hessler has never been caught. Tonight, he's a hero on the football field. Now Broncos legend Randy Gradishar visits the heroes in Iraq who are serving with honor tonight at 10 on News 4. We'll check the KNRC weather forecast next. KNRC News Time is 1:42.
When you need to know information, you never have to wait.
Now.
Talk and information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Information now.
Hear both sides on AM 1150 KNRC.
Shopping for a mortgage should be no different from shopping for any big ticket item, a car, a refrigerator, a house. You're looking for the best possible value available. Investment Property Funding Incorporated offers just that. The best mortgage rates available, starting at 1.25% for primary residences and just 1.65% for investment properties, with no points, no junk fees, and no surprises at closing. Increase your cash flow by hundreds, if not thousands of dollars per month. Investment Property Property Funding can handle all your mortgage needs. With your choice of fixed rate, adjustable rate, or interest-only programs, they have a full menu of options for savvy, no-nonsense borrowers like you. Don't wait. Get the rates you deserve today by calling the professionals at Investment Property Funding Incorporated at 303-531-8508. That's 303-531-8508. Your mortgage experts, 303-531-8508, or online at ipfunding.com.
Checking the KNRC weather forecast. Sunny and warmer today. We'll see partly cloudy skies tonight with an upper 40 overnight temperature. For tomorrow, we'll top out in the low 80s with partly cloudy skies. Sunny and 75 now. KNRC News Time is 1:43. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 2 o'clock or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
WB2. It's severe weather season along the Front Range. And WB2 News at 9 won't let you get caught without a plan.
We've been tracking it for several hours.
Join Chief Meteorologist Dave Frazier, the Colorado Broadcaster Association's best weathercaster, for your complete forecast a full hour earlier with WB2 News at 9. Tonight.
What's cracking? What's popping? What up, cuz?
It's the latest teen slang. We'll tell you what's in and what's out.
The shagging off.
We've got your crash course tonight on WB2 News at 9.
This is
WB2 Morning News.
Fresh local news whenever you wake up.
Just choose the time that works for you.
The most local news in the morning and weather and traffic on the twos.
It's a great way to start your day.
You should join us.
Make the most of your time in the morning. WB2 Morning News with Tom Green and Natalie Tisdall.
This is one show you don't want to miss.
Weekday mornings from 5:30 to 9. Because your time counts.
We know how important traffic is to you. We've got Lalani Larson mornings and Steve Smith afternoons to get you through that rush hour traffic. Keep it here on AM 1150 KNRC. A beast when it's time to get up?
Oh no, he's up.
Is he a monster until he gets what he needs to get started every morning?
Kids, go to the basement.
Don't send the kids away. While the coffee's brewing, keep the dial here with Jimmy Lakey on AM 1150.
Good morning, everyone.
And everything he and the whole family needs is right there.
It's gonna be a great day.
Come on back up, kids.
AM 1150, KNRC. Listening to the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC. Here again, Enid Goldstein.
1:46 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. Al Gore gave a speech. He said in his speech, which he has just delivered, Rumsfeld, Rice, and Tenet should step down. He calls Bush the most dishonest president since Richard Nixon. I think even more dishonest than Nixon. And calls on President to condemn Rush Limbaugh. He said all of this in a speech. Also, this coming across, as you heard in the newscast, Terry Nichols, guilty. 303-382-1150. How the broadcast began was with John Ashcroft's press conference with Mueller, Director Mueller of the FBI, talking about the possibility of some terrorism threats that might occur in the fall. It may occur in the summer. We don't know when it's going to occur. It could occur. Seven people to watch. One of them looked like a woman. I thought of her as a woman. Could have been a guy with long hair, but I think it was a woman. We're going to have a chromosome test to be sure. So you have equal opportunity terrorism in effect. And my contention is this is just a smokescreen because of all the bad news, the lousy approval ratings for Bush right now, the bad news coming out of Iraq, the bad news at the gas pumps, all of the bad news that we are confronted with. And this is a way of diverting us from what's going on. Also, the thing that I have mentioned, and I mentioned it in the run-up to the war against Iraq, has apparently been truer than any of us had hoped. And that is that despite losses around the world, Al-Qaeda has more than 18,000 potential terrorists, and its ranks are growing. And here's the significant part of the sentence, because of the conflict in Iraq. This is according to a leading think tank. And the think tank tells us, which I don't know which think tank this is an AP story, but according to a leading think tank, despite losses around the world, Al-Qaeda has more than 18,000 potential terrorists spread out over more than 60 countries, and the ranks are growing because of the conflict in Iraq. The conflict in Iraq has functioned as a magnet for terrorists. And we predicted that that would be the case. I predicted that. And you didn't have to... I'm not patting myself on the back for being a genius, because it was just common sense. Everybody who covered that region, who'd been a guest on my show, and I had a number of them, one from the New Yorker magazine, Marianne Weaver, another one who's Ahmad Rashid, I think I had on, a number of people, and they all said the same thing. That the minute we go to war in Iraq, it's going to function as a magnet to bring in terrorists from all over the place. And that is exactly what has happened. Al-Qaeda still has a functioning leadership despite the death or capture of key figures. The estimates suggest that Al-Qaeda operates in more than 60 nations around the world. And this is from the International Institute of Strategic Studies. Al-Qaeda must be expected to keep trying to develop more promising plans for terrorist operations in North America and Europe, potentially involving weapons of mass destruction, said the institute director. At the same time, it will continue carrying out attacks on soft targets encompassing Americans, Europeans, and Israelis, and aiding the insurgency in Iraq. The estimate of 18,000 fighters was based on intelligence estimates that Al-Qaeda trained at least 20,000 fighters in its training camps in Afghanistan before the U.S. and its allies ousted the Taliban regime. In the ensuing war on terror, some 2,000 Al-Qaeda fighters have been killed or captured, according to the survey. So it is the war in Iraq has become a new magnet for terrorist recruitment. I don't understand why this is the case, and maybe you can tell me. The 9/11 Commission is going to come out with its report, and they have contracted with a private publisher, a publishing house, W.W. Norton & Company. It will allow Norton to print a private edition of the panel's report on the day that it is released to the public. In other words, they're going to have the information before it is released to the public so that the report can come out on the day that it is released to the public. The government is also going to publish the report. Why is Norton being allowed? And apparently there were a number of publishers who wanted to publish the report, and Norton got the contract. Why does a private publishing house get to publish the 9/11 report? Why doesn't it go out? Why doesn't the government publish it, make the profit, and maybe use a private distributorship to get it out to everybody? Why, or better yet, make it available on the net for a fee? You can download it or for free. Better yet, why not for free? Why should a private company get that contract? 303-382-1150, 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150, KNRC.
She's your midday rush alternative. Enid Goldstein on AM 1150, KNRC. Enid Goldstein, KNRC.
We have to talk.
Metabolife's the number one brand in weight loss. This week at Walgreens, buy Metabolife Ultra or Ultra Caffeine Free for just $9.99. The lowest price ever. Metabolife. This week at Walgreens.
Windows. Doesn't it seem like everybody's in the window business these days? At Alpine Window & Door, they believe you deserve quality, value, and experience in your remodeling project. Alpine Window & Door has been serving the Denver area for nearly a quarter century, offering a large selection of fine vinyl and wood products by Weathershield, Anderson, Pella, Traco, and Therma-True. With so many choices, rely on Alpine's experienced staff to help you make the correct one. The Alpine Window and Door staff takes a sincere interest in your project, whether it's a standard window replacement or a complete redesign to create a whole new look. At Alpine Window and Door, their remodeling specialists are with you from the beginning to the end of your project. If you want for true value, quality, and experience from an established, proven company, call Alpine Window and Door at 303-431-1000. That's 431-1000. Or visit their convenient showrooms in Wheat Ridge or Highlands Ranch and speak with one of their experts. You'll be looking through windows a whole new way after you visit Alpine Window and Door.
Hi, I'm Judy Schwartz.
And I'm Evelinda Ehrman. We co-host Style Matters Live, and you know we shop every chance we get.
Yeah, but in your stiletto heels, you keep slowing me down. That's why we shop at Aspen Grove. You can park directly in front of your favorite stores and walk right in.
No more walking long distances back and forth from the stores carrying heavy shopping bags, something we've been known to do.
Or driving through the parking lot praying for a spot. Spend more time shopping at Aspen Grove in Littleton, a beautiful open-air shopping center with some of the best national specialty shops, many that are exclusive to Southeast Metro Denver, such as Gap Body and Coldwater Creek with its casual chic clothing.
Don't forget Pottery Barn and White House Black Market, the only one in Colorado.
And the great Aspen Grove restaurants. I love the buffalo at Ted's Montana Grill.
Aspen Grove at Santa Fe and Mineral in Littleton is open Mondays through Saturdays, 10 to 9, and Sundays, 11 to 6. 303-794-0640. That's 303-794-0640. Experience shopping in a whole new light. Sunshine.
Ah, a spa.
Mountain biking.
I'd like to shop till I drop, then sit down for a great meal, then maybe go dancing.
Horseback riding. No. Rafting. No. Riding an alpine slide. No.
I'd love to get in a few rounds of amazing golf.
Breckenridge, making perfect quick getaway. Tucked in the mountains close to home. Breckenridge offers over 150 things to do and see this summer. So plan to spend the weekend. Call today for competitive rates and tailored vacation. Go to GoBreckNow.com.
Hi, it's John Rizzi, editor of Colorado Avid Golfer magazine. Do you love golf as much as I do? If so, join me and physical golf's Neil Walkadoff for On the Tee every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on 1150 KNRC. We'll talk about how to play, where to play, and what to play. We'll go inside the tour, across the state, and around the country, bringing in guests from the world of golf. And we'll take your calls, too, even give you a shot at winning something. So join our twosome every Saturday morning at 8 on the Tee at 1150 KNRC.
We call it dry talking. Go to our website at knrcradio.com and look for details on how you can get a free KNRC travel coffee mug. That'll help on those morning commutes, and it may stop those stupid hot coffee spill lawsuits. There are few things that are free these days, but you'll find them at knrcradio.com. Go there, sign up, and the dry talking coffee mug will be yours. You can even get unlimited coffee refills in your fabulous new KNRC coffee mug at Sugar Beet Cafe. It's just another way for us to say thank you for making AM 1150 KNRC your number one choice for news and talk in Denver. AM 1150 KNRC.
Hey, what's your sign? Is it hot in here, or is it just you? I seem to have lost my phone number. Could I have yours?
Looking for a new pickup line? Try this one.
Excuse me, but I couldn't help wondering, what station do you listen to?
Works every time. AM 1150 KNRC.
Lionel, would you join me every weeknight from 9 to midnight here on AM 1150 KNRC? Now back to Enid Goldstein.
156 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. And we've been so busy with John Ashcroft and covering the press conference and asking why it's being held right now as a diversion from the front page stories, all of them unremittingly horrible for the Bush administration. I really think that that's the main reason. I'm not saying that there aren't terrorists around. I'm certain that there probably are somewhere. But why there would be a press conference today, this kind of timing, is the question. A couple of pieces of news that I want to let you know. KNRC, as you saw, I think it was in Dusty's column today, is now carrying Meet the Press on Sundays at 5 p.m. So what started out as a radio show, Meet the Press, is still a radio show, is now again a radio show. So if you miss Meet the Press on television, on NBC on Sunday mornings, you can now listen to Meet the Press Sunday afternoons, 5 p.m. on AM 1150 KNRC. I'm on TV again tonight, and this would be, it's tomorrow night, actually. I've got that wrong. I'm going to be on television tomorrow night. Thursday, May 27th, Denver's cable channel 57 at 8 p.m. And that was the Colorado Outspoken interview. Tomorrow, our guest is going to be David Brock, formerly a conservative, now not a conservative, and he's got a brand new book out called The Republican Noise Machine, Right-Wing Media and How It Corrupts Democracy. He's the guy who called Anita Hill a little bit nutty and a little bit slutty. And tomorrow, which is no longer the day after tomorrow, but is only tomorrow, we're going to be giving away movie passes for the movie The Day After Tomorrow, that big science fiction movie. And Friday, just in time for Memorial Day and the barbecues that will be, you'll be, you know, calling 911 because you'll be choking on all that smoke. John Head will be joining us, and he's an expert in barbecue. He has a PhD in barbecue. Next week, Joe Anderson and I go to Chicago. Not until later in the week. We're going to the American ABA, American Book Association, what is called the Book Expo, and it's at McCormick Place. President Clinton will be speaking. Julie Andrews is going to be there. Jamie Lee Curtis, Gene Hackman, a whole array of authors, very big names, because these are the people whose books are coming out in the coming year, and this is where the book trade meets, and so this is where books get talked up by booksellers and by the people who do the selling from the publishing houses and so on. So I know that some of my guests so far include Dave Barry and Ridley Pearson, and the rest we haven't confirmed yet, but we'll be talking to some really wonderful, prominent authors, and we're going to be doing that from Chicago later next week. In fact, we're going to do an extraordinary Saturday show. So we'll be coming to you live from Chicago on both Friday and Saturday of next week after Memorial Day. So that following week we'll be in Chicago talking to you about what's coming up on the horizon. And if you think about it, I can't think of any commercial radio program anywhere that really talks about books and authors and political figures and great ideas the way we do on Enid Live. So I'm delighted by that, and I hope you are as well. One more hour of Enid coming up right here on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hear Colorado talk. This is Colorado's locally owned and operated AM 1150 KNRC, Englewood, Denver's premier talk station.
KNRC News Time, 2 o'clock.
NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Williams. Attorney General John Ashcroft says it's not clear where or when terrorists might try another major attack in the U.S., but the indications are they're planning one.
This disturbing intelligence indicates Al-Qaeda's specific intention to hit the United States hard. Beyond this intelligence, Al-Qaeda's own public statements suggest that it's almost ready to attack the United States.
Terry Nichols has just been found guilty on all 161 murder counts against him in connection with the Oklahoma City bombing. He was tried on state charges and will face the death penalty. Newly released transcripts of tape recordings indicate then-Secretary of State Henry Kissinger thought Richard Nixon was drunk during part of the 1973 Arab-Israeli War. The records indicate he kept Nixon from talking to the British Prime Minister because the president was, as he put it, loaded. I'm Brian Williams, NBC News Radio.
You know how people write in their journals? They need to get their emotions out. Singing is definitely like that for me. And if I sing heavy rock or passionate gospel, that's, you know, all over the place. It's just another form of release, and it brings me into balance. There's something calming about getting, you know, crazy sometimes. Rock as scream therapy.
Jockey, what's in your comfort zone? Tell your story at jockey.com.
Sales like this don't happen every day, just Thursday through Monday. It's the Memorial Day sale at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Save 30% on all our high-quality paints and stains, including Everclean and Super Paint Interior in our plastic twist and pour container. And save 30 to 64% on all wallpaper, too. Stop in and take advantage of the long weekend. Sale ends Monday. Ask how? Ask now. Ask Sherwin-Williams. For a store near you, visit SherwinWilliams.com. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Winner of 8 Associated Press Awards for Journalistic Excellence, including Best Newscast. Award-winning news and entertaining talk. This is Denver's AM 1150 KNRC.
Good afternoon. Sunny, 75 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin, KNRC News. CU football coach Gary Barnett will reportedly keep his job. I'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check traffic with Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
I-70 westbound, or let's make that I-76 westbound at the I-270 interchange. A minor accident, State Patrol on the scene there, letting that one cleaned up. Eastbound I-70 around Brighton Boulevard, still moving along in pretty good shape, despite the fact that there are a couple of police cars sitting in the lanes of traffic with their overheads on. High winds all over the metropolitan area right now, particularly up near Georgetown. High wind advisory in effect both directions of I-70 over Georgetown Hill. Report service of Tyson Bacon. Give your family a high-quality meal with Tyson. Tyson's hickory and fully cooked bacon, slow-smoked with natural hickory wood, so they taste great. Pick up some Tyson bacon tonight. Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Today's edition of the Rocky Mountain News says that CU President Betsy Hoffman has decided not to fire head football coach Gary Barnett. The paper says she'll probably make a formal announcement tomorrow. Hoffman put Barnett on paid leave February 18th over charges that the Buff football team used sex and booze as recruiting tools. This report brought to you by Noodles & Company. Expect long lines if you're traveling through an airport this holiday weekend. A heightened state of security is forcing airports nationwide to be extra thorough during the screening process. The TSA's Mike Fearberg says screeners are working hard to speed up the process, but safety still comes first.
I'm not going to lie to you and say that no one is going to wait in line. There will be lines at the peak times, and people need to be prepared for them.
Passengers at DIA will be asked to place their personal belongings in plastic bags while standing in line in order to make the screening process move faster. The pretrial hearing in Kobe Bryant's rape case continues tomorrow in Eagle. Following a request from the prosecution, the judge has closed part of tomorrow's hearing. The portion that will be closed concerns discussions on whether any money from the State Crime Victim Compensation Fund was used to pay for an Arizona rehab center for the alleged victim. In sports, the Colorado Rockies play the second game of three against the San Diego Padres tonight with Jason Jennings throwing for the Rocks. Noodles & Company, from spicy to comforting, healthy to indulgent, there's something for everyone. Soups, salads, noodle bowls, sautéed fresh, serve fast. Noodles & Company at Interlochen and in Flatiron Marketplace. Your exclusive Weather Channel forecast is next. KNRC News Time is 2:04.
Lock us in on your first precinct. AM 1150. KNRC. KNRC. The way Denver spells talk radio. KNRC. KNRC.
John Madden here to tell you about Ace Hardware's big Memorial Weekend Super Sale going on May 28th through May 31st. Get over $200 in rebate savings, like the Ace Weed Control Combo. That's one 24-ounce bottle of Weed Killer and one 24-ounce bottle of Grass and Weed Killer, free after $4.99 mail-in rebate. Also, get the 50-foot Ace Garden Hose for only $5.99. Find more great deals like these at Ace Hardware this weekend only. Ace, the helpful place.
Quantities limited, available at participating stores. Rebates void in Connecticut.
Remember 1991? We had less than 100 TV channels. Supermodels strutted down runways, and a hardworking man named Hunt bought a new pickup truck. Today, even after 97,000 miles, Hunt's pickup is still going strong. See, Hunt uses Castrol GTX High Mileage. It's formulated to help extend engine life and protect against oil burn-off better than competitive leading oils. So Hunt can ride his pickup for the years and TV channels ahead.
Help older cars feel young again with Castrol GTX High Mileage.
I'm Valerie Seagraves with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. Nothing to worry about for the next couple of days, but unfortunately, as we head into the long Memorial Day weekend that's ahead of us, it does look like the chance for thunderstorms will be working its way back in by maybe Friday night or Saturday. Mostly sunny skies will play out for us through the afternoon with a high around 79, and it'll stay mainly clear tonight with lows in the upper 40s. For the Weather Channel, I'm Valerie Seagraves on AM 1150 KNRC.
Sunny and 75 now. KNRC News Time is 2:06. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 2:35 or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
From AM 1150 KNRC, Denver's choice for talk. Now, one of the Mile High City's most compelling talk hosts, Enid Goldstein. The producer is Joe Anderson. Board operations, Jordan Lyles. Now, here's Enid.
2:06, 6 minutes after 2 o'clock. Welcome to the third hour of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. And if you were just tuning in, we've covered a lot of territory, and I'll reprise some of it with you. But also, just want to let you know that we are now carrying Meet the Press Sundays at 5 o'clock. We're going to be giving away free gas. Doug's show on Friday. I think we're going to fill you up $11.50 worth. And somewhere I have the name of where that's going to be, but we'll dig it out. It's at Hampton and something, Happy Hampton or something like that. I'll give you the information here in just a second. But that's on Friday, and as we get closer, from between 4 and 6 o'clock is the time where they're going to have just horrible traffic problems over there at that gas station, I'm sure, because that's what usually happens. It is, the location is Happy Canyon Shamrock, 4800 East Hampton Avenue. Happy Canyon Shamrock, 4800 East Hampton Avenue, Hampton Avenue, and that's going to be this coming Friday from 4 to 6. We'll pay for the first $11.50 worth, $11.50 worth. Why $11.50? Can you think why that would be? Can you, come on, put your thinking cap on. Are we AM 1150 or what? That would be why. Okay, so that's on Friday. Tomorrow night I'm going to be on Denver's cable channel 57. Replay of the interview I did for Colorado Outspoken that aired originally on Sunday night. Tomorrow also we're going to be joined by David Brock. He's our guest. He's really interesting. The Republican noise machine, right-wing media, and how it corrupts democracy. Also, we're going to be giving away, I think, 4 pairs of tickets to the movie Day After Tomorrow. That's the movie that is sort of science fiction, but so close to the truth that the Bush administration wanted to suppress it. And Friday, just in time for Memorial Day, John Head's going to join us. He's a barbecue guru, a PhD in barbecue. Next week, we're going to be coming to live from Chicago late next week, Friday and Saturday. I'll be doing an unusual Saturday show from the Book Expo because we'll be in Chicago interviewing all kinds of top-notch authors, top-ranked authors, and those that we aren't able to interview on Friday and Saturday, we'll be interviewing later on throughout the year as their books come out. So that's just the highlights of what's going on. A couple of stories that I want to share with you. First of all, you've got a man who has been charged with child abuse, a father who's been charged with child abuse for not applying enough sunblock to his 12-year-old son before a day at the beach. And before you laugh at this story, which is exactly what I was doing, I was laughing at this story, there's more to it. The father, who's 43, was indicted and charged with one count of child abuse and neglect, in which he took his mentally disabled son to the beach. The son suffered large bleeding blisters on his face and back. Authorities were alerted by the boy's mother, who has custody of him but was not with him at the beach. She took the boy to the hospital and then reported the incident to authorities. So you can be charged with child abuse for not applying enough sunblock on your kid. And in this case, it's not just an ordinary case of not applying enough sunblock to your kid. It's a case of the kid being mentally disabled and all kinds of blisters and horrible things happening. So that's that story. There was another story that I thought was just too much, and that's a clown named Smarty. Smarty got busted for kiddie porn, I guess. So that's the end of it for Smarty. Smarty wasn't so smart after all. 303-382-1150. Front page story in today's Rocky, and that is that Coach Barnett is expected to be reinstated, and that announcement is expected to be made tomorrow. What are your thoughts about that? I think that's the worst idea in the world. Nothing got changed. It's all the same. Nothing is any different at CU. And how we began the show today was by listening in to parts of the John Ashcroft, FBI Director Mueller press conference, where here's Justice Department and the FBI together, hoping that the whole is greater than the sum of the parts, trying to scare all of us that terrorism is going to happen. We don't know when, we don't know where, maybe this summer, maybe this fall. And that here are 7 people to be on the lookout for. And it was all pretty feckless, I thought. There were hardly any hardcore nouns and verbs. There was nothing really very specific. I think it's just a way to divert attention from very negative headlines for the Bush administration. He gave a speech this week, and the speech was a thud. And here you have 5 days into the 1973 Arab-Israeli war, I think you heard this on the news during the break, with the superpowers on the brink of confrontation, President Nixon was too drunk to discuss the crisis with the British Prime Minister. This is according to newly released transcripts. Henry Kissinger's assessment of the president's condition on the night of October 11, 1973, is contained in more than 20,000 pages of transcript of Kissinger's phone calls at the president's national security advisor and secretary of state. They show the powerful advisor trying to manage world crises even as Nixon's presidency teetered from the Watergate scandal that would consume his administration. In October of 1973, U.S.-Soviet tensions were peaking over the Arab-Israeli war, and then British Prime Minister Edward Heath's office called the White House just before 8 p.m. to ask to speak with Nixon. "Can we tell them no?" Kissinger asked his assistant Brent Scowcroft, who had told him of the urgent request. "When I talked to the president, he was loaded." Scowcroft replied, "We could tell him the president is not available and perhaps he can tell you." Kissinger said Nixon would be available in the morning. At the time, Kissinger was both National Security Advisor and Secretary of State, his dual titles testifying to his influence with the beleaguered president. Isn't that amazing? That Nixon was handling his difficulties by just drinking himself into a stupor, apparently. You have Al Gore giving a speech, and here's the way he gave this, here's what he said in the speech. He said, "George W. Bush promised us a foreign policy with humility. Instead, he has brought us humiliation in the eyes of the world. He promised to restore honor and integrity to the White House. Instead, he has brought deep dishonor to our country and built a durable reputation as the most dishonest president since Richard Nixon." And he goes on from there. It's quite a good speech. The other piece of news that you probably weren't aware of, and I wasn't either. American Forces Radio fires a daily barrage of Rush Limbaugh at its million uniformed listeners, but it keeps liberals off the airwaves. President Bush has condemned the torture of Iraqi prisoners. Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld labeled it un-American. And a recent Gallup poll found that 79% of Americans are bothered by the abuses. But Rush Limbaugh, Mr. OxyContin, as I like to refer to him, was gleeful for weeks. The conservative talk host has been dismissing the scandal as, quote, a fraternity prank, mocking Democrats and others for expressing outrage and suggesting the prison humiliation, which he dubbed a brilliant maneuver, was, quote, no different than what happens at the Skull and Bones initiation at Yale. He described the images of torture as pictures of homoeroticism that look like standard good old American porn, and assured his listeners there was no horror, there was no terror, there was no death, there was no injuries, nothing, even as it's been reported by the Denver Post, 5 deaths in Iraq alone from people who were detained as prisoners, and they're being treated by the Pentagon as homicides. Limbaugh's increasingly bizarre comments about the military's widening prisoner abuse scandal. The Pentagon acknowledges it's now investigating the deaths of 33 detainees, 9 of whom were apparently beaten to death while in U.S. custody, have forced a long simmering question into the open. Why does Rush Limbaugh, Mr. OxyContin's program, as the only hour-long partisan political talk show broadcast daily to U.S. troops, why does his show enjoy exclusive access to American Forces Radio and therefore American troops in Iraq? They're not letting Al Franken on. Al Franken, who is a liberal host on Air America and who has also entertained troops on 4 USO tours, they're not letting his show go on the be beamed to American Forces Radio. The troops only get to listen to Rush. They don't get to listen to Al Franken. Now, why would that be? And I'm assuming it's our tax dollars at work here. What Al Franken is saying is that they're broadcasting a very, very partisan guy with nobody from the other side, and they're using taxpayer money to do it. The government ought to make a greater effort to give a fair and balanced representation of political viewpoints on his airwaves to soldiers, sailors, and airmen around the world listening, said the executive director of Democracy Radio, a nonprofit group in Washington that promotes political diversity on the airwaves. So let me ask you this question. Is it fair for the military to allow only Russia's show to be broadcast on American Forces Radio? Not Al Franken, and not any other point of view. 303-382-1150. 303-382-1150. This is the same Mr. OxyContin, who after years of drug abuse, apparently it does change your brain. That's what experts tell us. said that anything that's going on in the Iraqi prisons, just a fraternity prank. He says it's homoeroticism, just your usual standard porn. And he assures his listeners that there was no horror, there was no terror, there was no death, there was no injuries, nothing, even though the military is investigating many of these deaths as homicides. 303-382-1150. 303-382-1150. Is that fair? Why are the troops only getting Russia's show? They should be getting my show. They should be getting Franken's show. They should be getting another point of view. What would happen if they got my show? They might not want to fight anymore. I don't know. I don't think that nobody wants them to get my show, I'm sure. Why is it that only Russia's show is beamed? And why is it that Norton is the publisher for the 9/11 report? Why would that be? Why isn't the government printing the 9/11 report, making it available for free on the net, or charging a nominal fee? Norton will charge $10 for the 9/11 report. Why are they cut into this deal, and other publishers wanted on board, but Norton got it? And why would that be? 303-382-1150. The European Union is trying to write a charter, their constitution. And here they are bedeviled by one three-letter word. And it makes you realize how wise our founding fathers were. The one three-letter word they are bedeviled by is the word God. They're having all these mind-numbing arguments over budget rules and weighted voting and this and that and the other, but what they really can't agree on is whether or not there should be a reference to God in the Constitution. And one member says, of course, we have a Judeo-Christian past, but the Constitution is inspired by a heritage that is cultural, religious, and humanist all at once, says France's new foreign minister. He made it clear that France would not bend to new pressure to inject religion into the draft, noting that the Constitution should be secular. The current wording, he added, is well-balanced. Now, see, this is where you get into a lot of problems. When you start to inject religion into what should be political, then you really open up a whole bag of snakes. And that's why the Founding Fathers were so brilliant about all of this. They had escaped religious persecution. And so they thought that there should be a firewall between church and state. And you're seeing all kinds of mayhem in countries like the former Yugoslavia, Bosnia, etc., where there are horrible, horrible mutilations in the name of religion. And certainly you've seen it in Iraq. And this is what, in part, what terrorism is all about. So the Europeans are wrangling with how you can bring all these various European states together in the European Union, and should God be in the Constitution. 303-382-1150. If you've never called a talk radio show, and you've never called mine, consider doing it. It's free, and you can affect the dialogue, and you will be heard. There is a Kerry meetup in Fort Collins, and this is Thursday night, according to Susan. Susan says it's going to be at the old Chicago restaurant, 4709 South Timberline Road, Thursday, May 27 at 7 p.m. Anyone interested in John Kerry for president is welcome. And she said it would be great if I announced it on my show, so I'm announcing it. And finally, how many members of the Bush administration does it take to replace a light bulb? Do you know? The answer is 7. 1, to deny that the light bulb needs to be replaced. 2, 1, to attack and question the patriotism of anyone who has questions about the light bulb. 1, to blame the previous administration for their failure to preemptively replace the light bulb. 1, to arrange the invasion of a country rumored to have a secret stockpile of light bulbs. 1, to work with Vice President Cheney to figure out how to pay Halliburton Industries $1 million for the light bulb. 1, to arrange a photo op session showing Bush landing on a flag-decked aircraft carrier to change a light bulb while dressed in a flight suit in front of a banner declaring that the mission to change the light bulb has been accomplished. And finally, 1, to explain to Bush the difference between screwing in a light bulb and screwing our entire country. 303-382-1150. I mean, a Goldstein, you're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
She's your midday rush alternative.
Enid Goldstein on AM 1150 KNRC.
Enid Goldstein.
KNRC.
We have to talk.
What's important to me?
You can rely on us at Denver's AM 1150 KNRC.
I'm a single mom, and I've always got somewhere to go.
No matter where you are.
I listen in the morning when I'm getting ready for work. When I take the kids to school.
When it's important to you.
News is important to me.
Rely on Denver's AM 1150.
That's what's important to me.
KNRC.
I have it on all the time.
KNRC.
My name's Brian, and I've been suffering from psoriasis and eczema for over 15 years. And this product, Skin Zinc, is the only treatment I've used that actually works. I love it because there's no steroids. You just spray it on, and it works. It's like having brand new skin.
I'm Janine, and I just want to tell everyone out there that Skin Zinc is amazing. I don't itch, no more bleeding, and I haven't had a flare-up since I started using it. Look, I'm in a t-shirt and shorts. I finally have a social life again. Just try it. It works. Believe me.
My name is Mark, and I've used everything there is to treat the dry, flaky skin on my arms. Skin Zinc is the only product that's helped. I don't know why doctors don't have this, but I'm telling you, they don't. It's really the closest thing to a medical miracle.
Call now for your 30-day risk-free trial of Skin Zinc at 1-888-633-0024. It's guaranteed to work. Call 1-888-633-0024. Active ingredient, FDA approved and clinically proven. Call 1-888-633-0024. That's 1-888-633-0024.
Have you got your Goodyears? Get to your participating Goodyear retailer now through June 5th while all Goodyear tires are on sale. You'll save big on every Goodyear brand tire in stock. Plus, buy four selected Goodyear tires and get up to a $60 rebate. And while you're there, check out Goodyear's new Assurance brand of passenger tires. Call 1-800-GOODYEAR or visit a participating Goodyear retailer for complete details. For low prices and up to a $60 rebate, keep your car in step. Get your Goodyears today. Mail-in offer ends June 5th.
Why is buying a home so complicated? Where do I find an inspector? How do they get the house key out of that box hanging on the doorknob? I mean, do you need a key to get the key?
Coldwell Banker received the J.D. Power & Associates Award for the highest overall satisfaction for first-time homebuyers among national full-service real estate firms. So let us help you. Coldwell Banker. Visit coldwellbanker.com. All offices independently owned and operated except offices owned and operated by NRT Incorporated. For J.D. Power & Associates Award information, visit jdpower.com.
Tonight on ABC, it was a beautiful moment.
So will you accept this flower rose?
Of course.
But what's happened to Jesse and Jessica and runner-up Tara since the final rose?
It's really been a wild ride.
Get the whole story on The Bachelor after the final rose. Then, it's someone's last chance to win $10 million, one of the biggest jackpots in TV history.
Are you ready for this?
Yeah! The final night of Super Millionaire.
It all begins tonight at 8, only on Denver 7. Tonight on the 10-15 Difference. The first big cookout weekend is here, and consumer champ Bill Clark is firing up portable grills.
We got flames. That's not good.
Are they safe?
It's not good at all.
And which cooked the best burgers?
Oh.
Tonight on 7 News at 10.
Friday, a 2020 premiere event. Nicole Kidman.
I'm flashing it.
Matthew Broderick.
I like the perks, you know.
Bette Midler, Glenn Close, and even Faith Hill. Before these wives take over Stepford, the cast of one of the summer's biggest movies takes over 2020 Friday.
Then stay tuned for 7 News at 10.
KNRC presents Bill Maher at the Paramount Theater Saturday, June 12th.
I will give George Bush credit for this. He is working a lot harder than he thought he'd have to.
For tickets, visit HOB.com.
You know what? You got to get over that. Al Gore lost that election all by himself by maintaining his pledge to end charisma as we know it.
Or call 303-830-8497.
Seriously, the Republicans did not steal that election. It did fall off a truck.
Bill Maher at the Paramount, June 12th. Brought to you by AM 1150 KNRC.
I'm Steve North, CNBC Business Radio. Stocks hovered near the unchanged mark all day as investors digested warnings about terrorism and new data on oil and gas. The Dow dropped 8 points, closing at 10,109. The Nasdaq gained 11, ending at 1976. The grim heads-up from Attorney General John Ashcroft that al-Qaeda is almost ready to attack the U.S. did not seem to have much impact on the overall market. There was, however, a renewed interest in security stocks, with shares of Mace Security and iPix, a surveillance camera maker, both gaining. The government's weekly report on energy stockpiles shows shrinking inventories of gasoline just as the summer driving season kicks off. There was no change in the levels of crude oil, which closed today under $41 a barrel. and what goes up must come down, and vice versa. Last week, major airlines tried to raise ticket prices to offset high fuel costs, but it didn't stick. Today, United boosted its round-trip fares by $10. Steve North, CNBC Business Radio.
Your dog eats your new sofa. Pet satisfaction rating 3%. Your hairdresser doesn't know burnt auburn from burnt toast. Hair color satisfaction rating 5%. After years of marriage, your husband still leaves the seat up. Spouse satisfaction rating minus 2%. Your car insurance company saves you hundreds of dollars and handles your claim quickly and fairly. Car insurance satisfaction rating 97%. Oh, you must have Geico.
Geico's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? Geico. 1-800-947-AUTO.
Let's be honest. By now, you've probably heard of Levitra, Levitra Vardenafil HCL. I bet you're still wondering, does Levitra really do what it's supposed to? Well, I can tell you, but where's the fun in that? Talk to your doctor. Find out for yourself. You know, when they say nothing ventured, nothing gained, they aren't kidding.
Ask your doctor if a free trial is right for you. Call 1-866-LEVITRA or visit Levitra.com to find out more. Levitra, when it counts. Individual results may vary.
High debt payments by our competitors took your talk radio away. Locally owned and operated, AM 1150 KNRC is here to give it back to you. More talk, less clutter. KNRC.
228 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. I had it wrong. It's Spanky the clown that got into trouble for kiddie porn. Poor Spanky. Better get a new name. Better get a new profession, too. 303-382-1150. Judy calling from Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi.
Hi, Judy.
Is that me? Okay.
It's you.
Hi, Enid. I am so glad I found you.
Thank you.
I just discovered your show today. And
Are you a first-time caller?
Yes, I am.
Well, wait a minute. How did you find us? Were you just cruising?
Actually, a friend of mine told me.
Oh.
And when you asked the question about the broadcast of Rush Limbaugh to the soldiers.
Yeah.
I just thought, my God, I've got to put my vote in for that, against that. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, all they get is Rush.
I think it's absurd.
Well, they would know more than anybody how absurd it is, because he's describing what went on. And by the way, some of those photos in the prison, what is emerging? Some of those photos were not staged.
Oh, I know.
Apparently, some of those photos were quite real.
I know. And this is a free country. We should be able to make our own choice, and the soldiers need to be able to make their choice as to what to listen to. And to me, that's Rush Limbaugh is just propaganda for the right wing.
Well, I think, look, Al Franken has made 4 USO tours.
And that
if they're going to beam Rush to the troops, then they ought to be able to beam Al Franken to the troops also.
Absolutely.
And you could have a range of opinion. And they should beam me there too.
Absolutely.
They could listen
and
to me.
I think you should be there too.
Yeah, and they will, and then the
one more thing.
The rate of nausea will go up astronomically. Yes.
No.
Yes.
I want to see Fahrenheit 9/11, and I hope some rich company out there is listening, and they will buy the rights to that movie and get it out there.
Let me tell you, I have no doubt that it will happen. And the reason I have no doubt that it will happen is it won the top prize at the Cannes Film Festival.
Absolutely.
And no documentary, I think, has ever, at least not in 50 years, won the top prize there. So somebody who cares about making a lot of money, because it will make a lot of money, will sign up immediately. It's a question, I think, not of distribution right now, but of who has the rights. I think that's where the discussion is. Who has the rights to it? Is it Miramax? Is it Disney? And they're negotiating the rights. And once the rights are negotiated, I promise you it will be in distribution.
Right.
And I'll be among the first to go and see it, too.
And we need to get Bush out of office. That's
yeah.
The only, he's destroying our country.
He is destroying
and
our country.
That's basically what I wanted to say, and I love your show, and I'm going to listen every day.
Thank you, Judy. I appreciate it. Tell your friends.
Thank you. I will.
All right. Thanks.
Have a great one.
You too. 303-382-1150. I want to share this story with you. First of all, military families, and you are not seeing this reported very much, are also mourning daughters. 20 female service members have been killed in Iraq. And we have really not heard that story. But 20 of them, 20 women, 20 female service members killed in Iraq. Now, were there any, do you recall any similar story like that out of any previous conflict? How many in Bosnia? Were there any in Bosnia of any significant number? What about the Gulf War? What about Vietnam? There are a lot of female nurses. Anything recently? 303-382-1150. I want to share the story with you that the Wall Street Journal reported. Early this spring, Corporal Jason, settle in, this is a nice story. Well, it's a story. I won't say it's a nice story. Early this spring, Corporal Jason Dunham and two other Marines sat in an outpost in Iraq and traded theories on surviving a hand grenade attack. Second Lieutenant Brian Bull Robinson suggested that if a Marine lay face down on the grenade and held it between his forearms, the ceramic bulletproof plate in his flak vest might be strong enough to protect his vital organs. His arms would shatter, but he might live. Corporal Dunham had another idea. A Marine's Kevlar helmet held over the grenade might contain the blast. I'll bet a Kevlar would stop it, he said, according to Second Lieutenant Robinson. No, it'll still mess you up, Staff Sergeant John Ferguson recalls saying. It was a conversation the men would remember vividly a few weeks later when they saw the shredded remains of Corporal Dunham's helmet, apparently blown apart from the inside by a grenade. Fellow Marines believe Corporal Dunham's actions saved the lives of two men and have recommended him for the Medal of Honor, an award that no act of heroism since 1993 has garnered. A 6'1" star high school athlete from New York, Corporal Dunham was chosen to become a squad leader shortly after he was assigned to Kilo Company, 3rd Battalion, 7th Marine Regiment in September of 2003. Just 22 years old, he showed, quote, the kind of leadership where you're confident in your abilities and don't have to yell about it, end quote, says Staff Sergeant Ferguson, 30, of Aurora, Colorado. Corporal Dunham's reputation grew when he extended his enlistment due to end in July so he could stay with his squad throughout its tour in the war zone. During the invasion of Iraq last year, the 3rd Battalion didn't suffer any combat casualties. But since March, 10 of its 900 Marines have died from hostile fire, and 89 have been wounded. April 14 was an especially bad day. And it details what happened. And it details how they managed to get a guy who looked like he was going to shoot all of them, an Iraqi. And it turns out that he had something in his hand. And what he had was a grenade. And for all the time that they were choking him and he was threatening to shoot them, he had already pulled the pin on the grenade, and it was a hair trigger, and it could have gone off in front of any of those troops who were surrounding this Iraqi. Dunham, who said, watch the hand. Corporal Dunham approached a rundown white Toyota Land Cruiser. The driver, an Iraqi in a black tracksuit and loafers, immediately lunged out and grabbed the corporal by the throat, according to men at the scene. Corporal Dunham kneed the man in the chest, and the two tumbled to the ground. Two other Marines rushed to the scene. One ran from the passenger side of the vehicle and put a chokehold around the Iraqi's neck, but the Iraqi continued to struggle. A few yards away, a lance corporal, a radio operator from Oklahoma, says he heard Corporal Dunham yell a warning. No, 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 watch his hand. What was in the Iraqi's hand appears to have been a British-made Mills bomb hand grenade. The Marines later found an unexploded Mills bomb in the Toyota, along with an AK-47 assault rifle and rocket-propelled grenade launchers. A Mills bomb user pulls a ring pin out and squeezes the external lever, called the spoon, until he's ready to throw it. Then he releases the spoon, leaving the bomb armed. Typically, 3 to 5 seconds elapse between the time the spoon detaches and the grenade explodes. The Marines later found what they believed to have been the grenade's pin on the floor of the Toyota, suggesting that the Iraqi had the grenade in his hand on a hair trigger, even as he wrestled with Corporal Dunham. None of the other Marines saw exactly what Corporal Dunham did, or even saw the grenade. But they believe Corporal Dunham spotted the grenade, prompting his warning cry, and when it rolled loose, placed his helmet and body on top of it to protect his squad mates. The scraps of Kevlar found later, scattered across the street, supported their conclusion. The grenade, they think, must have been inside the helmet when it exploded. His fellow Marines believe that Corporal Dunham made an instantaneous decision to try out his theory that a helmet might blunt the grenade blast. I believe deeply that given the facts and evidence presented, he clearly understood the situation and attempted to block the blast of the grenade from his squad members, said his lieutenant colonel, writing in a letter recommending Corporal Dunham for the Medal of Honor, the nation's highest award for military valor. His personal action was far beyond the call of duty and saved the lives of his fellow Marines. Recommendations for the Medal of Honor are rare. Marines say they have no other candidates awaiting approval. Unlike other awards, the Medal of Honor must be approved by the President. The most recent act of heroism to earn the medal came 11 years ago when two Army Delta Force soldiers gave their lives protecting a downed Black Hawk helicopter pilot in Somalia. The explosion left Corporal Dunham unconscious and face down in his own blood. The Iraqi was on his back, bleeding in the midsection. The fight wasn't over. The Iraqi got up and ran in the middle of all this to everybody's surprise. One lance corporal picked up his rifle, fired 25 shots at the man's back, killing him. Two other Marines were injured but alive. One was spitting up blood and had shrapnel embedded in his left knee, arm, face, and leg. Another's arms had been perforated by shrapnel, yet both Marines struggled to their feet and staggered back toward the corner. Corporal Dunham was in the middle of the explosion. If it were not for him, none of us would be here. He took the impact of the explosion. At first, his mates didn't recognize the wounded Marine being loaded into the back of his Humvee. Blood from the shrapnel wounds in his head and neck had covered his face. Then a friend spotted the tattoo on his chest and realized it was Corporal Dunham. "You're going to be all right," the lance corporal remembers saying to him. "We're going to get you home." At battalion headquarters, there was a chapel already set up. Corporal Dunham was brought in on a stretcher to the medical tent. A wounded Iraqi fighter was stripped naked on the next stretcher, standard practice for all patients, according to the medical staff, to ensure that no injury goes unnoticed. The Iraqi had plastic cuffs on his ankles and was on morphine to quiet him. The chaplain tried to make small talk, but Corporal Dunham was not conscious. At the same time, the medical team worked to stabilize Dunham. One grenade fragment had penetrated the left side of his skull, not far behind his eye. A second entered the brain slightly higher and further toward the back of his head. A third punctured his neck. A 44-year-old emergency room doctor from Eugene, Oregon, Commander Hessel, quickly concluded that the corporal was, quote, unarousable. A calm, bespectacled man, he says he wanted to relieve the corporal's brain and body of the effort required to breathe, and he wanted to be sure the corporal had no violent physical reactions that might add to the pressure he had already on his swollen brain. So they inserted an intravenous drip, fed drugs to sedate the corporal, paralyze his muscles, blunt the gag response in his throat while a breathing tube was inserted and a manual ventilator attached. His heart rate and blood pressure stabilized. But that's all that the field hospital could do in the desert. He was put on another Black Hawk to take him to the 7th Marines base, a transfer point for casualties. He laid on the top stretcher, and with tubes protruding from his chest to keep his lungs from collapsing. A male nurse, next to the stretcher, squeezing a plastic bag every 4 or 5 seconds to press air into his lungs. They got him back to Germany. And in a series of events, they got him back to the United States. And they got his parents there. And the news was not good. And in the end, he didn't make it. And when he was asked why he wanted to extend his tour of duty, why would you want to do that? You're crazy for doing it. Corporal Dunham responded, I want to make sure everyone makes it home alive. I want to be sure you go home to your wife alive. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
Award-winning news and entertaining talk. This is AM 1150 KNRC.
2:42, time to check into the KNRC newsroom for an update from Tim McLaughlin. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Enid. Sunny and 78 degrees now. According to reports, Gary Barnett will keep his job as CU football coach. I'll have that story in a moment. First, though, let's check traffic. Here's Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Starting to see building traffic all over the freeway system now in anticipation of the afternoon rush. Just one freeway accident. It's at I-76 westbound in the I-270 cutoff. Should be out of the way here in just a few minutes. A couple of accidents off the freeways, one at Broadway and Evans with injuries, one at Federal and Florida also reportedly with injuries. News 4 tonight at 10 with the information. Tonight he's a hero on the football field. Now Broncos legend Randy Gratishar visits the heroes in Iraq who are serving with honor tonight at 10 on News 4. Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Gary Barnett will likely be reinstated to his job as head football coach, according to a story in today's Rocky Mountain News. The paper says CU President Betsy Hoffman will probably make a formal announcement tomorrow. Barnett has been on paid leave since February. This report brought to you by Vista Ridge. The Boulder Valley School District and its teachers are hoping to reach a compromise by the end of the day on salary increases for teachers. The teachers want bigger pay raises than what the district says it can afford. A joint statement released yesterday said that both sides had moved closer to a solution. A portion of tomorrow's pre-trial hearing in the Kobe Bryant rape case will be closed to the public and the media. The prosecution had asked the judge to close the portion related to discussions regarding whether money from the state crime victims compensation fund were used to pay for an Arizona rehab center for the alleged victim in the case. At Vista Ridge, great golf and spectacular mountain views are just the beginning. They now offer homes priced from the mid-100s to more than a million. On the web at vistaridge.net. We'll take a look at the KNRC weather forecast next. KNRC News Time is 2:44.
Lock us in on your first preset. AM 1150. KNRC. KNRC.
In celebration of the rich history of their historic location at 1946 Market Street, Maddie's House of Mirrors is proud to present Madams and Mayhem on Market Street, a red light ragtime musical about Denver's notorious past. This original musical follows Maddie Silks and her rise from Mountain Madam to the Queen of Market Street and explores the legends and myths of other colorful characters that lived, loved, and even died in the House of Mirrors. Take a journey back in time at the House of Mirrors. Jenny Rogers, one of the most notorious of the Market Street Madams, wanted to establish a high-class brothel to surpass her rival, Maddie Silks. Showtimes are Wednesday through Sunday, and tickets are available at 303-297-9600. Mention this ad for a $6 discount on each ticket. Brought to you by Maddie's House of Mirrors, 1946 Market Street, a unique experience right in the heart of Lodo. Call now for tickets. Your ticket price includes dinner. This unique show is running only for a short time, so don't miss your chance. Call 303-297-9600.
Checking the KNRC weather forecast. Sunny and warmer today. Partly cloudy skies for us tonight. Upper 40s for the overnight temperature. For tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high in the low 80s. Right now, sunny and 78. KNRC News Time is 2:46. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 3 o'clock or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
Are you tired of radio stations that don't listen to what you have to say? At KNRC, we want to hear from you. And to help you shape the station, we have created the KNRC Top 100. We want you to tell us who you would like to hear on KNRC. Jump on KNRCradio.com and submit your suggestion for the Top 100 guests you want to hear on KNRC. And make sure you tell us why they would make a great guest. Because we'll be choosing the listeners with the best reasons and giving them some great prizes, like the chance to co-host an hour on KNRC. So go to KNRCradio.com and vote for the KNRC Top 100.
Windows. Doesn't it seem like everybody's in the window business these days? At Alpine Window and Door, they believe you deserve quality, value, and experience in your remodeling project.
Alpine Window and Door has been serving the Denver area for nearly a quarter century, offering a large selection of fine vinyl and wood products by Weathershield, Anderson, Pella, Traco, and Therma-True. With so many choices, rely on Alpine's experienced staff to help you make the correct one. The Alpine Window and Door staff takes a sincere interest in your project, whether it's a standard window replacement or a complete redesign to create a whole new look. At Alpine Window and Door, their remodeling specialists are with you from the beginning to the end of your project. If you want for true value, quality, and experience from an established, proven company, call Alpine Window and Door at 303-431-1000. That's 431-1000. Or visit their convenient showrooms in Wheat Ridge or Highlands Ranch and speak with one of their experts. You'll be looking through windows a whole new way after you visit Alpine Window and Door.
Attention, seniors.
Congrats, class of 2004. You made it.
Oh, let's stop blubbering.
From AM 1150, KNRC. Enid Goldstein.
248 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. And I also want to share this information. I've given you highlights of it. That story, by the way, was reported by the Wall Street Journal that I shared. And it was even more moving. But we needed to go to the news. And I couldn't share all of it with you. But you can probably access it online or go to the library. I mean, I had tears in my eyes by the end of the story. Corporal Dunham, what an amazing person. He gave his life so that his colleagues could live. 303-382-1150. And the other story is that some intelligence officials, and this is being reported in England, not here, but The Guardian is reporting that some intelligence officials now believe that Iran used the hawks in the Pentagon and the White House to get rid of a hostile neighbor and pave the way for a Shia-ruled Iraq. According to a U.S. intelligence official, the CIA has hard evidence that Ahmad Chalabi and his intelligence chief passed U.S. secrets to Tehran, and that the intelligence chief for Chalabi has been a paid Iranian agent for several years, involved in passing intelligence in both directions. The CIA has asked the FBI to investigate Chalabi's contacts in the Pentagon to discover how he acquired sensitive information that ended up in Iranian hands. But the implications are far-reaching. It turns out it's pretty clear that the Iranians had us for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, said an intelligence source in Washington. The Iranian intelligence has been manipulating the U.S. for several years through Chalabi. So Chalabi told the hawks what they wanted to hear, getting us involved in a war to get rid of Iraq, which was Iran's biggest enemy. So we did their dirty work for them. No muss. They never had to get their hands dirty. No muss. No fuss. And on top of it, we paid Chalabi fantastic sums of money, millions and millions of dollars, to lead us down this bad road. Is that amazing or what? Were we had or what? This is what The Guardian is reporting. 303-382-1150. Marty in Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1150 KNRC.
Good afternoon, Enid. I just wanted to call you and say thank you and semper fi. I'm a former Marine, and I have a nephew who's presently in Iraq, and I too shed several tears. You did a great job, reading the story, and I really
thank you. I was trying to edit it as I was reading it because it's a very long story, but it's even more moving if you see the story. I mean, what the family, when they were told that the son, Corporal Dunham, had arrived back in the States, we're told that the condition was serious, and the mom, not realizing how quite serious it was, brought with her Harry Potter books.
When you're
books,
getting close to the checkpoint, you just throw everything.
Brought with her Harry Potter books so that she could read them to him. He could, you know, she thought if he could hear the familiar sound of a Harry Potter book, he would know that his parents were there and that he was at home.
Yeah.
And I mean, you know, there was no hope.
Anti-personnel mines are very grenades of that type. I mean, are very, very destructive, very insidious. What that young man did is it shows the best of what our fighting men and women are about.
Marty, how does your nephew feel about being there?
To be very honest with you.
Yeah.
He's a 25-year man. He's a leader. He's a, sergeant major in the Marine Corps. I can't really tell you much more than that, but I know he's not happy, but he's doing his duty.
And I imagine that there are a lot of other military people who are not happy.
And they're doing their duty.
And they're doing their duty. I thank you for calling in.
Thank you so much.
And we wish him the best.
Thank you. Keep them in your prayers. Keep them all in your prayers.
Thanks, Marty. We'll try. 303-382-1150. David in Lakewood. First time caller. Welcome to Enid Live.
Hi there.
Hi, David.
Not to take away from your story that's at hand, but the news story just a little bit ago that it appears that Yuri Barnett will not be let go just incensed me.
That was a front page story in The Rocky, and I've been talking about that sort of off and on. We've really been talking about how Ashcroft and Mueller have tried to divert our attention from things unraveling in Iraq with a bogus, some phony terrorist story that's kind of an evergreen. I mean,
right.
It's there. It's going to be there. It's nothing much new. And I think they're just trying to change the dialogue. But what do you, this Barnett deal, what changed? Why did they even have a commission?
I think it was just to try to satisfy the electorate. And you know, that commission, they didn't even go back and look at Bill McCartney. Did this start before Barnett? And Barnett just picked it up. Maybe it was part of the culture before that. But I think they were afraid of putting any egg on Bill McCartney's face. It probably did exist long before Barnett.
So how
somebody should be held responsible.
All right, here's what the commission said. The commission said that the regions need to evaluate whether or not Hoffman ought to stay. The minute they had the meeting, the regions, it was like Moe Curley and Larry, and they could, you know, Hoffman is great, she's wonderful, and the minute she knew she was staying, Binney is staying also. And now Barnett, Tharp, all of them are staying when the report was scathing. The report was blistering. How are they ever going to change the culture there? They're not.
It's impossible. How could any man send his daughter or niece or spouse to see you and feel like that was an honorable place to send them?
Thanks, David, for the call. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
Why listen to Rush when you've got Enid?
Love her as I love her, and there will be joy.
AM 1150 KNRC. No matter what happens, where it happens, or how it happens, get the information you need here first. AM 1150 KNRC. KNRC.
Metabolife's the number one brand in weight loss. This week at Walgreens, buy Metabolife Ultra or Ultra Caffeine Free for just $9.99. The lowest price ever. Metabolife. This week at Walgreens.
Hi, I'm Evelinda Erman.
And I'm Judy Schwartz. We co-host Style Matters Live.
Even if you're not born with great style, you can buy it.
Just like we do. And this extends to our homes. Element, Denver's newest furniture store for urban home furnishings, accessories, and artwork, meets all our style needs and will meet yours, too.
Element has multifunctional furniture to maximize your space in a condo, apartment, loft, or smaller home. The clean lines of Element's furniture for today's urban lifestyle will work with what you already own.
You'll love their eclectic mix of styles, all presented in a way you can envision in your own home.
Prices are affordable, with lamps as low as $100 and sofas starting at about $1,000. Interior design services are available.
Element is open Monday through Friday, 11 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 7, and Sunday, 1 to 5. Element is located at 77 West 9th Avenue, a half a block west of Broadway in the Golden Triangle. 303-825-3770.
Element. Your lifestyle, your home, your element.
Hi, I'm Judy Schwartz.
And I'm Evelinda Erman. We co-host Style Matters Live, and you know we shop every chance we get.
Yeah, but in your stiletto heels, you keep slowing me down. That's why we shop at Aspen Grove. You can park directly in front of your favorite stores and walk right in.
No more walking long distances back and forth from the stores carrying heavy shopping bags, something we've been known to do.
Or driving through the parking lot praying for a spot. Spend more time shopping at Aspen Grove in Littleton, a beautiful open-air shopping center with some of the best national specialty shops, many that are exclusive to Southeast Metro Denver, such as Gap Body and Coldwater Creek with its casual chic clothing.
Don't forget Pottery Barn and White House Black Market, the only one in Colorado.
And the great Aspen Grove restaurants. I love the buffalo at Ted's Montana Grill.
Aspen Grove at Santa Fe and Mineral in Littleton is open Mondays through Saturdays, 10 to 9, and Sundays, 11 to 6. 303-794-0640. That's 303-794-0640. Experience shopping in a whole new light. Sunshine.
So yesterday, I was looking at houses online, and all of a sudden, bam, a pop-up window selling pizza took over my computer screen. I can't deal with pepperoni at a time like this. Not when I'm trying to find a house.
Coldwell Banker reduces your house hunting anxiety with online resources that offer only the detailed information you need at the local level. Coldwell Banker. Visit coldwellbanker.com. All offices independently owned and operated, except offices owned and operated by Energy Incorporated.
The Larimer Arts Association presents the second annual La Piazza dell'Arte, June 19th and 20th. The award-winning festival follows 16th century street painting traditions and features more than 200 artists who will spend hours on their hands and knees transforming asphalt into pastel masterpieces of brilliant color and design. Enjoy spectacular artwork, Italian food, beverages, and entertainment. Admission is free. For more information, call 303-685-8143 or visit larimerarts.org.
It's not a boxer or a linebacker.
Come on, push it, push it.
It's someone more potentially devastating.
Remember what they did to you last time.
It's the spring storm, and he's staying in shape for the season.
That station announced your arrival almost 36 hours before you even got there.
Defend against him with our weather coverage when bad weather approaches.
You better let them get away with that this time.
Denver listens. Denver listens.
Good job, dude. All right, let's work on our hail the size of golf balls drill. Come on.
Denver tunes to AM 1150. KNRC.
I want to be a tacos on the radio.
A tacos on the radio.
Go ahead. It's okay to pretend you're behind the mic. Here are American Talk Idol, Saturdays and Sunday nights, exclusively on AM 1150 KNRC.
If you want to join the show, then get it off your chest. But listening to my voice is what I like the best. I want to be a talk host on the radio.
On the radio.
American Talk Idol, Saturdays and Sunday nights, AM 1150 KNRC. To the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC. Here again, Enid Goldstein.
2:58 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. If you say tacos fast, it sounds like tacos. front page of USA Today. Drug prices are soaring. The jump will undercut any Medicare discount. And remember what this administration did to seniors? It said in the new Medicare prescription business that the federal government could not use its vast purchasing power to negotiate better prices. Boy, everybody's getting screwed here. And Arthur emails me, if I see any of those seven people they warned us about today, I'll let officials know, but I doubt they're going to be found. They can't even find the leaker in the White House. Remember the Valerie Plame outing? Thank you, Joe Anderson, for Grace Under Pressure. Thank you, Jordan Lyles, for the same. Thanks to all of you who called and listened. Thanks to Mike Pluta, who kept us up and running today as well. I'm Enid Goldstein. Doug Kellett is up next from 3 to 6 right here on AM 1150 KNRC. You know what to do. Something generous, I hope. Leave the world a better place than you found it. And I'll see you tomorrow back here, noon to 3 on KNRC.
Hear Colorado talk. This is Colorado's locally owned and operated AM 1150 KNRC, Englewood, Denver's premier talk station.
KNRC News Time, 3 o'clock.
NBC News Radio, I'm John Siegenthaler. A warning is out that Al-Qaeda could launch an attack on U.S. soil in the next few months. Attorney General John Ashcroft says any attacks could be linked to a major event, such as the upcoming G8 summit in Georgia or the GOP and Democratic political conventions. Ashcroft says there is clear and present danger.
Intelligence sources suggest that ideal Al-Qaeda operatives may now be in their late 20s or early 30s and may travel with a family to lower their profile.
There are seven individuals with Al-Qaeda links who the government is looking to question. They may now be in this country. You can see their pictures on MSNBC.com. Terry Nichols, already serving a life sentence on federal charges in the Oklahoma City bombing, has now been convicted in a state court on 161 first-degree murder charges. The convictions could bring him the death penalty. I'm John Siegenthaler, NBC News Radio.
You know how people write in their journals? They need to get their emotions out. Singing is definitely like that for me. And if I sing heavy rock or passionate gospel, like, you know, all over the place. It's just another form of release, and it brings me into balance. There's something calming about getting, you know, crazy.